Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas, Nevada, are you ready?
Welcome to Las Vegas, baby. We've taken over.
Miss Heyman.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas.
I get in every fucking shit. They want me there.
TBV presents a Ring Walk with Danny.
Ring Walk, Danny.
Daniel. Owen Bama. Only in America.
Because I fight for the people. I go for you and you and you. All these beautiful kids this year.
We turn a TBV into the hot 9-7 of boxing.
Keep talking from fate.
You already know if it's a big fight, I'm pulling out. Chicago, we in here.
Man, man.
From the cotton fields of Alabama to the casinos of Las Vegas. Mama, I made it.
Rooftop! We up early, baby. The grind don't stop. Gilly the Kid ain't gonna be the only one around here doing big shit.
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny. This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
What up, what up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny. And we're back to discuss not only Tank Davis, Hector Luis Garcia fight week, but specifically, Demetrius Andrade, who is on the undercard and had some choice words for one of my favorite fighters, Canelo Alvarez, saying, F Canelo, because you can't curse in the first couple seconds anymore on YouTube. But that being said, he said, F Canelo, I want Jermall Charlo, Caleb Plant, and David Benavidez. And, you know, I got to back this energy, man. Because he's not giving us a traditional FU to Canelo. Danny, instead, it's like, forget Canelo right now. That dude's on the other side of the street. I watched a lot of videos and understood enough to gather that. He's like, yo, how would I look like calling out Canelo and Munguia and Golovkin now that I'm on this side of the street? You know what I mean? But buenos dias, my friend. What's up?
What up, champ? And yes, that does make the most sense. You know what I'm saying? He is now without. He is now on the side of the street. And look, hopefully some of those fights do happen. Hopefully we do see some of those gentlemen step into the ring with each other, the Demetrius Andrade of the world, along with maybe a Jermall Charlo, a David Benavidez, Caleb Plant kind of fight. I would love to see all of that. Why not?
Absolutely,
that's,
man.
I mean, shit, that's what Canelo's been asking for, too.
For them to fight each other?
For them to fight each other.
Absolutely. And I think when they bring this up to Canelo, he's going to be like, I don't care. Let them fight. And they should, man. Honestly, it should be one last man standing when it's all said and done that, you know, Al can now offer Canelo, hey, come across the street. Come check this out. This is what we got. I do want to add, since we're talking middleweights and Charlo's in the title, did you see that he posted on his story that he's back or, you know, he's in the gym. He had the power hands on. Shout out to power hands. And, yeah, he was shadow boxing. He posted a picture.
Power hands in the building tomorrow.
Yes, they'll be on our Wynn Casino show, correct?
They'll be there. I don't know if he'll be on the show.
Oh, okay.
Let me
Okay, no, that's cool. That's cool. I just interpreted that way since you've been saying that. I know he's you know. But Yeah, man, did you watch any of these interviews where he specifically said, you know that it was, I don't want to say that it was, but there is a clip, and I'm going to play it. Shout out to my people's Menace Boxing on Instagram. I rock with them heavy. Even though some people may think they're a little bit of haters, I kind of like they hate. You know what I mean? It's always a little bit fun. Menace, right? Menace.
To society. But if you are tuned in early, rocking out with us, make sure to smash that like button. Make sure you are subscribed. We see the callers.
Yes. Yes. Bright and early. I see King Amin, man. Let me get to this real quick because I do want to give Saquon his credit. He's out there fighting a good fight for TBV, and, you know, people are noticing. So here it is, Saquon. This is Menace Boxing. I do like, you know, the way that they handle their Instagram and they do their posts, so I do follow. And obviously, you see it says there, F. Canelo. And then here's the audio.
So I'm hoping if he has this plan, Canelo will need you. You don't have to go to him. How does that prospect make you feel about that gauntlet and then being almost particularly the A-side against Canelo?
And fuck Canelo. I'm here at Showtime. Charlo, Quint, Benavides, and anybody at 168 that's going to put on a great fight is what I'm looking for. And fuck Canelo.
So says via Fight Hype, but that's totally Saquon, our correspondent, that started the whole F Canelo. And look, you know, I just want him to know that I can hear you, bro. I see you out there fighting the good fight.
Shout out to Saquon.
Getting the good stir up.
Champ, I can't let you camp. No way, no how, under any circumstances, he the A-side, all right?
Who?
Is Canelo not the A-side? Let me.
Who are you talking to?
To Saquon. He said, and potentially being the A-side against Canelo, under any circumstances, no way, no how.
No way those three guys over there could run the gauntlet.
If your name is not Floyd, Money, Mayweather, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying there's no way that those guys on the PBC side could run the gauntlet, fight each other, last man standing, come out as the A-side?
No, and the reason why is because doing all that going to get you the popularity, the ticket sales, and the pay-per-view attraction that Canelo has established through the last, like, 10, 12 years?
Yeah, I don't know that it would, man. I don't know that it would. But once again, you can call in if you want to talk about Tank in his fight, Jerron in his fight. It is fight week. We just know people love to hate on Canelo, so they're happy that Andre took this stance. I'm going out to New Jersey, bright and early. What up?
Yo, man. Top of the morning. I'm glad you let me on and let me in so I could say what I need to say. I'm proud of Demetrius Andre, right? It's funny you should say that, Ness. Hating on Canelo, you know, I don't know if people hate on Canelo because it's not like Demetrius Andre, like, discovered America by pointing out that John Ryder, regardless of the shoulder surgery, is not a suitable opponent if Canelo's so grand and so great, right? But I think Andre, he had to say that, you know what I'm saying? And he had to say it just as emphatically as Canelo said, get the fuck out of here. So now it's fuck Canelo. So now he's got his own soundbite. Very proud of the man. And it's crazy because 168 over there, he's going to be screaming at the top of the mountain. And he's doing it, right, the top of the mountain. He's at 168. So he's yelling down to Jamal. Jamal, come up here. The altitude ain't that bad. It's just like Denver. You just got to breathe a little differently.
Oh, right? Remember, this is his first fight. He ain't the bigger man. Like, the way you talking, making a casual fan believe you thinking he's the bigger man, picking on a smaller man. They both 160s. This is his first fight at 68. And I just watched the video this morning where he specifically said, you know, it just made sense. You know, it was getting hard to make 160. and maybe he even gets more power. He says, you know, he said something about genetics, like genetically, I'm supposed to be bigger. So, yeah, you making it sound like, oh, I'm the bigger man. Come on up, small man, Jamal.
No.
Nah, we both 160. We both started at 54. We both, you know, the same age. Like, nah, it's pretty much the same.
Making it sound like Andre is the bigger man on principle because he moved up because eventually Jamal got to move up. And this is what I'm saying. The bigger man, the bigger position. Like, he's at 168. Okay, we're not going to meet at 160. Cool. And he didn't do that specifically for Jamal. I'm just saying he's trying to get to the top of 168. What I do find interesting, though, it's worked with Plant and Benavidez. So I feel like Boo Boo is in a good position either way. But that exciting fight with, like, you know, that business on the table, yeah, it's Charlo. But I wouldn't be mad if he got a fight with either Benavidez or, Morrell at this rate. You know what I'm saying? Or Shishkin at this rate, you know? It's a lot of work at 168 over there. So I'm just happy
to
see Boo Boo
getting some more. I don't see Andre fighting Morrell. He hasn't even mentioned Morrell. I don't even think they've mentioned Morrell to him. The only dude that even talks Morrell is David Benavidez. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. What would they offer Andre? Would they make it worth his while, should I say, to get in there with a dude that, you know, nobody really knows. But I do believe they got a common opponent. I think they both fought Alantes Fox.
Hopefully. That's my call, man.
King, I'm in Essex, New Jersey. Thank you for calling in. To anyone else on the line, remember, if you do use our number, 1-425-569-5241, you do have to press 1. That gives me the indication you're ready to rock and roll. Same thing goes for Discord. You got to raise your hand. We're going out to pound for pound, A-side Stainless. What up?
Yo, TBV, good morning. You can hear me?
Buenos dias.
Man, first off, man, I'm happy to hear that, man. I think we heard this soundbite from Andre before as well from, you know what I'm saying, an interview with TBV or, you know what I'm saying, questions from TBV. So it's good to see him still have that stance, but take it a totally different direction and focus on what he got on that side of the street, as they say, on his plate right there. I love to see a round robin between those four guys alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure that could, you know what I'm saying, that could build up the pay-per-view if they did it right and give us a card like they got with this Tank Garcia fight right here. I'm pretty sure that could sell. But, you know what I'm saying, that's just me loving boxing right there. So, you know what I'm saying, who knows? But it's good to see him talking like that instead of you know, still focusing on Canelo or even giving Canelo any attention that he doesn't deserve from him right now. But real talk, man, other news on the back call, man. Yo, you heard it here first, man. Vega talking like he gonna come up on a rate of business with what they say with Tank, a close hand slap.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So Border Wars look like it's about to get entertaining. He said he tried to raise his hand, and he raised his hand in there yesterday, and you ain't come to him, so he ain't get to get it off, man. But
oh wow,
this is no White Claw Vega that's got all the energy in the world. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we need to fast forward to next week. You know what I'm saying? Wednesday, I'm real excited about this Border War show because dude's starting to get a little antsy. So you know what I'm saying? As a Border Wars fan, I'm getting real excited. But let me know too with the whole Patreon thing, because I'm still serious about that. I just don't know how you doing it, so I don't.
Yeah, like I told you, they gonna release something to do exactly what you want. So I'm just waiting on that. They said it would be like the, you know, first couple weeks of January. So I'm just waiting on that to make it simpler. All
right, cool.
I also gave someone your number, so 317 number should be hitting you up.
But that while I'm on here too, since I ain't hear from Brandon, Dollar, you know, I kind of been waiting because I, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. I hit you up on Facebook. I don't know your number still the same, but I text you too. And as I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up, share this and every episode of The Boxing Voice. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, that's because you stupid. Shout out to El Camino. Peace.
We got B B-Lo, he is a member at the champ level for 21 months. My man's about to complete 2 years. So shout out. We do got a betting show today on us tomorrow, because there's some bets to make, man, finally, the new year.
Mañana.
¿Qué tal, TBV? Boo-boo that jealous? Talking about they moved on but can't keep your name out your mouth? Dog, keep grinding.
Damn, she's still alive. Very happy birthday, 100 years old, Virginia. Ooh. McCaskey.
Who's that?
She is the owner of the Chicago Bears.
Okay. Yeah. Virgil Ortiz, 2023, $2 Super Chat. Salute, Ness. Danny, Andre needs to fight Charlo. I mean, that's who he's been calling out. That's why we're doing this show. We got to get behind this guy. Uh-oh, Matt Bent 100 from Kansas City. He's been a member for 25 months. That's 2 years, 1 month at the contender status. Shout out to you. Time to get a belt. F. Canelo, everybody fights everybody else. Tank Quill.
Oh, that's shout your man. That's the only one that says that.
Chick Ciccarelli, good morning to you, champ. Modern King Boxing, what up?
Champ.
I see y'all, man. Hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe. Yo, we coming up to our goal, champ. Man. Let's go. We had 161,000. 684. So damn, we almost like 320 signed away. We rolling.
And guess who we have on the show today, Nash?
Shakur Stevenson.
Three times a charm, baby.
Third time's a charm. We're gonna get it done. We going to the 901. You see how I did that? Purposely, like we gonna get it done. Going to the 901. Sound like a rapper.
Chick, we see you. What's up, brother?
Buenos dias.
New York Bullet. Dímelo.
So,
and if people want to call on us, how can they do that?
The number to call, 1-425-569-5241.
Press 1.
One time to voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're going out to what looks like James Payne.
Lethal.
You got it.
Your audio check.
Straight.
Derecho.
It's me, the ambassador of the great state of Tennessee. It's your boy, James, P-A-Y-N-E, Mr. Lethal himself, and you know like I know.
The best part of waking up.
It's TBV in my cup, man. Shout out to the TBV alumni. I made this slogan world famous. Shout out to Folgers, man. But I fuck with Maxwell House better. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, this is good to hear Andrade, boo-boo acting new, you know what I'm saying, and getting away from the old method of business and telling folk how you really feel, man. Tell them how you feel. Tell them how you really feel, man. If you feeling like F. A. Canelo thing, man, put it in the atmosphere. Let them know there's some work over there on the PVC side of the street, so maybe you can get that work in. Do your thing, man. Run through the gauntlet or the firing line. You know what I'm saying? And if you can come out of it unscathed or at least standing on your two, maybe Canelo will be at the end of the other brick road. Who knows what'll happen in a few years? But shout out to Andrade, man. It's just good to see him making waves and getting headlines and getting featured on TVB because you know, a lot of us that are rooted for him, man, we're worried about that. I want to also send kudos out to Jake Paul for that new PFL deal. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations on him securing bags. Securing bags, man.
Don't
left
nobody
right,
care
you know
about no
saying?
Motherfucking PFL. Hey, he fucked up. He lost a fan.
Hey, Clarissa got a PFL bag.
And I ain't
bag.
Care when she did that dumb
PFL
shit.
PFL
went over
bag.
There and got a loss.
I don't
care.
Give a fuck about the PFL bag. I give two shits about PFL. Dog. When I think of PFL, I think of piss and filth and fucking foul language. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck about it. But, I mean, congratulations to him. He's scooping up bags left and right. Me, personally, I want to fight Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? I want a shot at Jake Paul. I mean, it might not happen, but if I start my promotional campaign now, I'm starting to get back in shape. I've been putting in road work for the past week, you know what I'm saying? And I got bigger aspirations. I would love a life-changing opportunity against Jake Paul, so I'm putting it in the atmosphere. So, Jake Paul, you want to fight a real nigga, come fight somebody from North Memphis, man. Come fight some boy Jane Payne, because you best fucking believe, if I fight somebody for if you win, then it's about some if you win D's, man. So I'm putting it in the atmosphere. I'll give them a New Year's discount, 1.5 milli. You can come fight your
Jake,
boy.
Jake, lay
I'm
you out, James.
Swallow the shit and get in the ring and do my damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Jake laying so, out yeah. anybody who call into the show, damn now. Mm.
Hey, man, fuck that, man. Well, then he got to show me, man, because I put two hands and feet on that boy. But I ain't fighting with the feet. I'm fighting with the hands. And I get that boy two black eyes to go with it, man. Jane Payne ain't going for this shit. But, hey, if he could knock me out, he could do it. But, Chad, man, with that being said, man, that's my call. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is. Illest, trillest, dopest boxing podcast in the entire galaxy, man. Jane Payne, lethal, blue-collar, bully shit. Jake Paul, get with me, man. You know how to get with me, man. And that's my call. I'm out.
All right. Yo, funny. Y'all crazy in the chat, man.
If you want Blog Talk and you feel like I ain't go to you, that's because you ain't press one. We got Super Mex with the Super Chat, $5 coming in. He said, we acting like Andre had a choice to take a stance. Nello told him, I don't know, was EAD. Is that some sort of acronym?
EAD?
Yeah.
He said EAD 2 years ago. He knows not to waste time chasing the ghosts anymore.
Oh, eat a dick maybe? Oh, damn, we ain't supposed to curse.
Nah, it's first 18 seconds or some shit like that. Oh, but nah, that's hilarious. Hell no, he ain't say that. Supermax don't talk like that. Yo, if you ain't smashed that thumbs up button, go ahead and do so. If you're on Discord, raise your hand. I got B. Paulie, Michigan. B. Paulie on Discord, Michigan.
Coach.
Oh, shit, he did say that. He said, I didn't think you talk like that, Mix. B. Paulie, one more time. We don't hear you.
He said, I didn't think you talk like that.
Word. Why? So, Siri is up next. Jonathan sends what up. Us.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
We do.
Hey, Ness, Danny, top of the morning, man. As always, thanks for a good show. Really appreciate you guys' hard work. And, you know, it's nothing but love this way. Before I get into my call, you know, I haven't had a chance to do it. You know, most of the good callers have done. And that's just pay my homage. So first and foremost, thank you to you two guys for being consistent, right? It's one thing to have a YouTube show, but it's another thing to be consistent, especially in this market. And Ness, you're like an evil genius. And I've been following you since I got out of college. And I remember one of those lonely nights where it was just me, the floor, 2K, and the boxing voice. So I just appreciate you, your journey, and I've learned a lot from you. Likewise with you, Danny, and to the callers, CYP, congratulations on being caller of the year. Like I said, I've been listening since late 2012.
He bought
it's
that.
Never really caller
what?
Like you, bro.
CYP. He bought that. Like,
what you mean? His votes on YouTube.
He paid us for the votes. He paid us.
Not me.
Anyways, let me finish. So there's never been a caller like you, bro. And you're not just a good caller. You're a good man. You're a good person. And I appreciate that. And, you know, people misunderstand your passion sometimes. But you're a good dude. So I just appreciate you adding to the show. And a lot of people. Info Joe. You know what I mean? Marcus from D.C., hell of a caller.
Word.
David Montanaro, great caller. J-Mac, that's a silent killer. Keem, and by the way, Keem, I know your son's birthday is in 2 days, but happy birthday to Josiah. Wishing him the best, and he just needs to know that he is a great father. Mm-hmm. Brandon, Stig Talk, Davidian, Big Fish Vega, Stainless, both from Bama. LV Slugger, Majid, Alex, N.O., C-Dub, Hawk, Milkman, I mean.
Damn,
you know,
I miss Milkman in Atlanta. That's crazy.
Yeah,
Milkman in Atlanta.
Remember Dream?
Oh, man. Hey, yo, Dream knew how to piss me off. He would call in and be like, yo, which I want to know.
Hey, bro, you calling us? Fuck is you talking about?
I'm talking about what y'all want to know. He's funny as hell. I don't even know who that is. Hey.
That shit hilarious.
Man, you had to be around back in the day.
Bro,
back
I miss... Yo, you want to go down memory lane? I miss Fight Doctor, man.
Oh, man.
Yo, once Triple G proved him wrong and wasn't no bum, he just disappeared, man. That shit was whack.
Man, I miss some of our UK callers, too, man. Miss some of our UK callers, too. But you called it, man, as soon as they do lost. I hate when you be right about stuff like that because they definitely just be disappearing.
No, they be fake fans, man. They be fans of man, not fans of sport. That's
yeah, well, I know my time is limited. If I need the counterpunch, I'll send it. But to the topic of the show, because, you know, that's what this is about. I'm not mad at what Andre did, but I'm with Danny. You know, I don't think he will be the A-side. And, you know, he got to do what he got to do. If the opportunity presents itself, he should definitely take it. But, you know, I'm with you, Ness. He needs to continue to build his resume and fight who's available and make sure he gets a dominant win and, you know, continues to climb the ladder, but be effective with climbing the ladder. Don't just take on any opponent. Take on the right opponents by your greatness. And Andre, if you're listening, I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll love to have you back. And thank you guys for my time, as always, and I appreciate being a caller of this show. And here, and cheers to another great year for TBV.
Hey, champ.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, the chat wants to know, what did you wake up and take this morning? Why I gotta be mad at his happiness?
No, bro.
Why y'all wanna play jokes at his happiness?
They saying shrooms. I'm like, does shrooms make you happy like that?
What the hell?
Honestly, I've never had shrooms in my life. I do partake in marijuana, but just some cocoa and tea. I mean,
and
this
cocoa,
is who I am.
By cocoa, you mean hot chocolate, bro.
Yeah, hot cocoa.
Careful,
sorry,
man. These dudes just say you on the cocoa leaf, man.
I mean, right. But, this is just who I am. If you know me, you've heard my calls, you spoke with me, this is who I am day in, day. It don't change. That's why I said why it's so serious, because I try to enjoy life and I respect people. Some people look at it as bitch-assness, but I just know my lane. You know, I'm a running back. I'm not a boss. You know what I mean? I'm a caller, not a host. You know, I just know my lane and I play it well.
I hear you, Jonathan. Shout out.
I'm in love with
I got a couple messages based off your call. People was like, yo, you can't forget Boogie Down Sean. And
yep.
I was just talking to Boogie Down Sean on Instagram. I'm going to have to look through to our messages so I could send him the number because he can't get the schedule right for whatever fucking reason. But then they also brought up Wood, man, and Wood is my man. Rest in peace to Wood. Horrible news that he passed away. He was definitely, you know, an amazing caller and a good friend. Shout out to Baltimore. Wood was one of the truly an alumni, man. He had been around for massive years. So, yeah. We're going to keep these phone lines moving.
Who next?
I got a counterpunch from A-Side Stainless coming back.
Stainless?
Hold on, man. Let me get off this Bluetooth. Hold on a second.
He said he on a shit, too.
Yo, first off, man, RIP to Wood. I didn't know that. You know, that was one of the main callers I was getting on here to, you know, Sam's got me reminiscing. But, you know, I didn't know that. So, you know, RIP to Wood, and you know what I'm saying, condolences to his family. That's a tough one to take. You know, I remember y'all clowning each other back and forth a lot of times too. So, you know what I'm saying, that's nothing but good memories. So, wow, I forgot I remember. I disagree with you, Danny. I think Lethal could take fucking what's his name? Jake Paul. You know what I'm saying? And shout outs to Lethal for at least sounding like he had knocked a nigga out, or at least give him that work. And shout out to Vega for sounding like he at least give somebody some work, because that's all he was talking about on that back call. Keem said he ain't even wasting his time talking about his work, because it ain't even work. I guess it's that light of work, man. So I'm telling you, stuff getting serious back there on that back call, talking about that border war. So I'm really getting excited for that next up. But again, you know what I'm saying? Push the thumbs up. You know what
Yo,
saying?
Question.
Push the thumbs up. Share the show. What up? What up?
How many hours do you spend on that backhoe? A day.
That's bruh, the family, one baby. Of those people that been on there, man. Now I'm kind of lightweight. You know what I'm saying? We used to be on there sometimes 26 hours in a day. You know what
Damn.
I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Killer and Sweet. You know what I'm saying? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But because we was up all times of the day. You got people from the UK, people. So, you know what I'm saying? We was on there. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
But nah, man, maybe on average 8, maybe 10 sometimes. It depends on
a
how
day?
Late I go into the
Bro, they do their whole shift. Like anybody that's at work and could put on a headset, why not?
Yeah, that's why I be saying you need to do like you used to do on Skype and just come back to that call and let us just mute up or something. You know what I'm saying? We got enough decency to mute up so you can do that win show, but that's what we did. And a lot of times when we already in the middle of that conversation, you know how it is, man. Like once you done trained your brain to train it to do something else, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna take a big
push. But it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work either way. Like, you know.
Oh, hold on.
Because if I connect to the Skype call that y'all already having a different conversation, and I'm coming to, you know, talk about a totally, you know what I mean?
Yes, but at the same time, when you would come in on those Skype calls, we would mute up, regardless, or you would mute us off, regardless of what you were talking about. We would still give our opinion on that topic, even if it was, I don't really have
much
to
say. Yeah, I mean, as of right now, though, remember, it's out of our control. Our friend did get a promotion, so hopefully we could get some shit shaken at the win and get those perks that we got here in this studio, which we got Twitter and we got Discord and we got, you know, Blog Talk, and we could even have Skype here, but, like, at the win.
No, you know, I'm
they not
even
there
saying
yet.
Skype.
They're not there yet.
I'm just saying on Discord, come on to the back call instead of doing it on a boxing voice, because that's where we all at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you come
in
talking
what I'm saying,
just like you would do
win,
when you were on Skype, we
going to
mute up.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. At the Wynn Casino, as of now, we do not have the capability for Twitter or Discord or Skype. It's only the phone number. And Zoom and in person right now.
See, that's what the issue is.
Yeah. Big fancy studio, and they ain't got all the capabilities just yet. They also don't like Discord, just like Sticky Paws, right? Like, if something is buggy, they not trying to put their professionalism on that. You feel me? Because now it's like, oh, Blue Wire's putting out this product, and these calls don't sound. Because remember, it's. You can hear us talking during the show in the casino, like in the hallway, people watching us and listening to us. So if you call choppy, you know, they just want top notch. But we are working on it, man. We definitely been pushing and begging for the fucking at least Twitter. I want Twitter more than the back call, more than Discord, because Discord is too motherfucking buggy, man. But Twitter at least.
Twitter unreliable
once it get going,
too.
Yeah, but once it get going, it's get a good audience.
A lot.
You eating mad candy at 6 in the morning. All right, Stanley.
My breakfast, bro.
Terrible, man. Terrible. Shout out to Foodie Fit that
Shout
gives
out to
us
Foodie Fit. Allows
real
me to
breakfast.
Eat. Allows me to eat an entire bag of crawlers.
Q and North, what it do?
Still lose weight.
Brick City, Shakur. Dan Shakur, the only one, right? Unless you're going to talk about, like, Jersey Joe Wolcock or some shit. Q, you're going to have to hang up and come back in. I don't hear you, champ. Yeah, you're going to have to hang up and come back in because it's you. Because Stanley was just rocking.
Didn't Tito fight in Newark early on?
Tito who?
Trinidad, he ain't never fighting Newark.
He ain't from Newark, that's for sure. Is he?
I
didn't think so. I
thought he fought in Newark. Maybe
shit, early. I was watching a documentary and Floyd said, I'm from Jersey. I said, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I was living in Jersey and then I went back to Michigan with my dad when he got out of jail and I asked my mom to move out there and she eventually moved. I'm like, hold up, man. Thought you was from Grand Rapids, bruh.
Yeah.
What you doing coming from the home of the best podcaster in the world? This motherfucker, yo. I knew me and Floyd had something in common, champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, word. Word.
Just, loved it, though. So you come from where he from.
I like how you did that.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to be young. What up, C-Dub? True Roll Tide. C-Dub. Hello. C-Dub is consistently have mic issues. You tried, champ. You did try. Be Paulie, Michigan. Nothing, man. Cannon, let me get on here and show these guys how to do it. Make sure it ain't me because we just had Stainless and everything was fine. In the meantime, Cannon going to give us a little test.
Can you, Cannon?
Trying Ronald Finkley. Ronald.
Talk to us. See, Discord don't even be working.
That's why they don't want to fuck
with
it.
Yeah, that's why we don't fuck with it. Shit don't work.
That's why they don't want to fuck with it. Yo. Yo. Daylight. All right, we got to call. I think this Q and Nort just switched over, right, Q?
They saying that they hear them, but we can't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Ness, we good. See, yo, yeah, that Discord server, every time I try, I got a problem with that.
All right, we hear you, though. Talk to us.
Boo Boo, I ain't mad at Boo Boo. I wish the whole PBC side would just start saying fuck him, calling him a bitch, saying he's scared of me, Charlo, and Benavidez, da 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 da. Because if they all unify and have that approach and they activate Canelo Machismo, he might end up fighting more than one of them because PBC might get him to sign like a 2 or 3 fight deal. So I think they all should get on that bandwagon, just like, fuck Canelo, who he fought lately, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, he ain't fighting nobody, he's scared of us on this side, he don't want that Benavidez power, he don't want that Charlo work, and all of that, and I think they might end up getting a fight. I think, like, the way Charlo be giving him respect, he on the Mike Tyson podcast, like, bitching up when Tyson's trying to, like, get him to pop shit. Benavidez is always like, I got a lot of respect for Canelo. You know, he where I want to be, da-da-da-da, all that shit. And it make him like, yeah, like Canelo just in the background like, yeah, pay your homage. Like, I ain't got to fight you. You paying homage. Well, I got to fight you, and you ain't doing nothing but paying homage. Like, so I think they need to take that route. I mean, Plant had the belt, so that's why he fought Plant. But at the same time, that whole time, Plant wasn't giving that man no respect. I think they all need to take that route, like, and just say fuck him until he feel like he needs to fight one of them, and then he might end up fighting all of them if PBC could get that deal right. So I fuck with that he said fuck Canelo, because the way Canelo made him look in that press conference, like, bro, you was been supposed to be saying fuck Canelo, like, even, like, right after that. So, like, I don't, fuck it. I fuck. And Danny...
What?
Danny, I might see you in D.C. I wanted to go to the fight, but all the middle of the road seats is like OD price, and I really don't want to sit in the nosebleed. So I don't know, but I might take a drive out there anyway just to be in the city for the fight.
Bro, why my homegirl told me that?
Yo, there's a lot of
bro,
spots.
Listen,
there's a lot of spots
bro,
showing the fight, bro.
So
the algorithm pushed this dope little Spanish spot to me in D.C. I was so mad when I went looking, and it's like, yo, fucking D.C.
Bruh, my homegirl live out there. She said that her and like eight or nine of her friends
going to the fight.
They're having a girls' night out. She said they got a party bus and everything to go to the fight.
Yeah. How Tank doing party bus girl night out? That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, I'm out there. It's over. Thank you. I'm out there.
Well,
I'm riding with you. I might just hit a bar up where the ladies gonna be at and just say fuck it, like.
Word. I'm telling you, I wish I knew the name of the little bar that came across. It looked fly too. They had a lot of posts on Instagram. It was looking grown and sexy, man. You should definitely check out DC doing a lot. What's that other spot too? They a little further out. They reached out to us. They rock with Kenichi
in Alexandria.
Yeah, they got something going on too.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but bro, hit up Stadium. Stadium, this is a spot in D.C. called Stadium. They be showing the fights, and they have big booty women in the establishment.
Oh yeah, okay. That sounds like where I need to be at.
Right.
Appreciate that, Danny.
All right.
You know that.
All right, we're going to try C-Gub one more time.
All right.
Unmute, C-Dub. We hear you.
Yo.
We hear you.
What's up, man? What's up, man? We got the audio. Shout out TVV. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself. Shout out to the panel. Shout out to the back call. Sims, a real one. Congrats to the call of the year. Shout out to the nominees. Only reason I wasn't in it, you know, is it wasn't a conspiracy. I only had 2 months calling in, they say, so I got rookie of the year by default.
Mm.
Now, shout out Airy, you know, CYP, you know, coming for the street, man. You know, C-Dub, call of the year 2023. Just playing, man. See, Ness, Danny, man, can we say it together? Like the caller said before, man, can we say it together? 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Canelo. I said
that's all Danny, you need to say,
it's against Danny's religion. He can't do that.
I know. It's all right. It's all right, man. Talking about he a horrible fighter, man. It's cap.
I was in the room, too.
I'm on the other side.
Horrible.
We on the other side now. I know you're not a horrible fighter.
Wait, I'm just repeating what Canelo was saying. We got him. He fell for the trap. So if he's the opposite of a horrible fighter, what's the fight you recommending for everybody to go watch right now?
Right now? No, because he a boogeyman. So if you're a boogeyman and know everybody ducking you, you can't. Hey, how you gonna prove it, man? But yeah.
So he ain't been able to get one fight in 14 years. He came out the
other side.
Oh wait, he came out.
Fuck everybody on the zone side, man. Let me get it. Hey, he on the other side of the street now. Hey, I'm gone. Let's talk about. Hold up, bro. Let's talk about PBC Monsters. Let's talk about PBC Monsters.
Did you hear his interview with Marcos Villegas of Fight Hub TV? Shout out to Marcos. He legitimately asked him that, and he's like, yo. You know, I made those decisions for money. DAZN wanted to pay me a shitload of money to stay active, so I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They wasn't going to send me over there because I'm over here.
Gotcha.
And Showtime wanted me over there, but now I'm over here. So, like, he understood the move he made. It's just like Crawford. Like, y'all re-signed. Y'all did 2 terms with a promoter that couldn't get you what you wanted, but you did it for generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? You took all those checks, them shits in the bank. You made your investments. It is what it is.
Understand. It sounds good. But, yeah, let's talk about the PBC.
So it's not the truth?
It sounds good. It could be somewhere.
Did he not have two terms with Matchroom Promotions?
I got you. And let me get to it. He the boogeyman. You know, nobody on DAZN wanted to fight. That's just what it is, man. Sometimes it's called a Haney voice, but it's a TBV boxing show, man. The morning show with boxing. You know what I'm saying? But Devin said
Breakfast
this.
They're saying everything but fight this man. I mean, but you got to understand, nobody's saying anything. The only one that's talking is the dude that's not fighting. See, let me explain something to you. Plant and Benavidez is scheduled. Canelo is undisputed and is also scheduled for May. Charlo and your man Andre, the ones ain't doing nothing. We waiting on them to do something, remember?
Oh, no. See, you missed it.
Oh.
See, we were talking about DAZN.
Okay.
We were talking about Manguillo.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Billy Joe. We were talking about Triple G.
So
we were talking
about
Canelo. We were talking
about,
and that's
about,
what we were saying.
You still talking
that,
about a dude that
he can't get a fight
why?
Over there. So,
but listen
so fuck
me.
All of them.
Why
on the
are
other,
you
hold
mad?
On, hold on. Let me get this off.
Get it off.
Fuck all them on the other side. So we're talking about PBC Monsters only, man.
Yes.
Charlo is 50-50. I don't know no more. I had Charlo at 60-40, but now I got it 50-50. Plant Benavidez is going to lose.
When he coming
hold
back?
On. Oh, I thought you
when is Charlo
yeah.
coming back? What is he
about
talking
Mel.
About? That's
Mel.
What I'm saying.
Mel. No, I'm talking about Mel. Mel, I don't know. No,
another
Mel.
Retired fighter.
Yeah.
So then Plant
Benavidez winner or loser. He coming for that.
Who coming for that?
Boogeyman.
See, I don't think you guys, listen, that's why you come here, because you got to work. You got a family. And everything else you got going on. So the little bit of time you got free is for me to give you the information. Okay? So what you don't know is Andre got a one fight deal. It ain't two. Yeah. It ain't three. So maybe he get Charlo, maybe he get, we going to just have to wait and see. He got a one-fight deal. Go watch the interview with Marcos Villegas. He reconfirmed it. You could watch my interview with Danny and him. He confirmed it. He is on a one-fight deal.
No, I got you, bro. I believe you. I believe you. We got to wait and see. Just like we got to wait and see what Crawford going to do. We got to wait and see about a lot of things, man. But it's looking good. It's looking good.
Shout out
TDV.
You said
I gotta go,
you
man.
Said we gotta
I gotta
wait
go,
see
but
about,
I'm listening
about
to the
Bin
show.
Laden.
What?
He said we gotta Bin Laden see about them things. What we gotta?
No,
no.
Nah, I said we gotta wait
Bin
and
Laden.
See. We gotta wait and see what Bud do on BLK Prime. We gotta wait and see what if he gonna come to PBC. We gotta wait on a lot of things. We gotta wait and see what Prince gonna do.
I seen that interview. Yeah, he looked good out there. I seen that
See a lot of things, man.
I seen that interview with Adrian Broner. What's it called? That podcast we was watching yesterday.
Ooh.
Something podcast.
Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free.
So on that interview, obviously Broner could be capping, you know, and you know he's not so credible to everybody. But this is a new Broner. This is a new leaf, you know. Maybe we got to take him off face value. And he basically was saying that like. Paraphrasing, I'm going to say this. Don't put it past Black Prime being the person that makes Crawford and Spence happen. Like, he was asked, is that fight going to happen this year? And he said, yeah. And then, you know, they said Black Prime, and, you know, he said, you know. He ain't say maybe, but he, you know, basically said don't put it past. But let me get a mic check on Discord. Yeah, that shit ain't working for us, man. Let me see something. They probably hear you too, Canna, but I don't know why we can't hear you.
Yeah, they.
Oh, that's probably it right there. Hold on, man.
Hold on, hold up. Wait.
Shit, wow.
But if you are tuned in, make sure to smash that like button. Make sure you are subscribed as we are trying to reach our next goal of 162,000 subscribers before this weekend. Before the
I wanted
Javonte
to do it before
Davis.
The tank fight, man. Yeah. Damn, can a brother get the 162? Line 6, Reed, what up?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? Hey, now stop calling this a tank fight. Hey, I guarantee you. I send in $100 if this ain't Tank's best pay-per-view numbers. Just for simple fact, the boots are on the card, man.
Remember.
If it ain't his best number.
They might have peak viewership. Remember, like, they could show us what numbers was for. Is that only for pay-per-view? I mean, for live streams and not for pay-per-view?
Yeah, not for pay-per-view.
I guarantee it'd be the best pay-per-view numbers Tank ever done. And the reason why I said is I just want you to get boots to just do. It seems like every time I come up here,
now
I'm
we got a show.
Outside.
I want to remind you now, because when I get to the Wynn Casino, I would love not to lose my beautiful $6.5 million studio. We are talking about Jerron at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern if you're on the East Coast, D.C., New York City, tri-state area.
Mm-hmm.
So call in the same number, not Twitter. But 1-425-569-5241 to make sure you tell the world about Boots, because we talk about Boots and his choice words for this fight week. But you can still talk about it now.
Hey.
Just saying, you know, as a Boots fan, make sure you back.
Oh, for sure. You said 12 o'clock West Coast time?
Yeah, 3 o'clock East Coast.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, anytime somebody's sitting there showing Boots the proper love he deserves, I'm there. You know, it's automatic. So, yeah. But like I was saying, that's not guaranteed. I put $100 on it that this would be Tank's best pay-per-view numbers. I don't care how many people want to pirate it or not. The fact that Bruce is on the card, Bruce put asses in the seats, eyeballs on the television, point blank period. So I just want to put that out there so you know, because you always say Tank is a big fish and a big pay-per-view star. You're going to see the reason why he's doing what he's doing is because Bruce is on the card. More people is going to be excited about watching Bruce than anything. That's the only reason why I'm watching the fight. The only reason why I'm paying for it is just for the sake of Boots. You know what I mean? So that's my call. I'll call back at 12.
All
right. I'm out.
Champ, appreciate you. That's going to be interesting to see, though. He's got a point. This is the first time Boots is on a card with Tank, right? Almanacky?
Yes.
It's going to be interesting to see, do these numbers go up? Because this guy is not more popular than Leo. Leo's the benchmark. That did 225, roughly?
Believe so.
So, yeah. And what was that undercard like, Almanac? Leo? Was it as strong as this? Because this is star-studded. You got
Regis. You had, Regis. You had Regis on that.
Okay. Now current champion.
You had Mario Barrios on that.
Okay. Okay. That's a good name.
And then you had maybe Pitbull.
Hmm.
I think Pitbull opened it up.
Damn. Okay, that was strong.
So maybe you didn't have Mario. Maybe it was just Pitbull, the opener, maybe. Regis, and then I forget who was coming. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know that Boots has done crazy numbers on regular Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
But he is from nearby, so hopefully that helps and adds to that.
Definitely going to add to them ticket sales because you are from the city. Like, you from not from the city, but you were there, so your peoples could come see you. But we got a lot of callers. We're getting to them right now. We're going out to Michigan. Alumni caller. What up, B. Paulie?
Yo, what up, though? Ness, what's good with it?
All good.
Hey, you can hear me. Hey, Discord, I don't think Discord like Bluetooth, man. Discord hating on these Hibernation 5s, man. Shout out to
you
Kenichi
sound
Bear.
Perfect,
I seen
too.
Your boy Kenichi. Yeah, I seen your boy Kenichi over there at the media workout yesterday.
Okay.
Chopping it up with Tank, man. Hey, these high-quality headphones, man. Shout out to TBV. I'm getting my workout in right now, man. Doing my handstand push-ups, you did?
Damn.
Shout out to TBV. Yeah, man. Calisthenics is the way, bro. Calisthenics.
No,
but
I
yeah,
know,
man.
And I know
shout
how hard
Re-walk
them handstand
Danny,
push-ups is.
We in, man. We 50-plus right now, man. We got 50 in the bank right now this morning.
So
shout
go,
out to TBV, man. I'm going to keep calling
it,
in
champ.
On the phone line because that Discord hating. Shout out to Hibernation 5s, man. Grab you some, man. Kenichi Bear in the building.
Let's do it. And you can't front, man. You listening for yourself. He sounds amazing. So you know what I'm about to do? Drop the link in the live chat for anybody that wants to go ahead and get 15% off these Hibernation 5s. They are our sponsor, but it's always great to align yourself with someone that is of a like mind. Obviously, Cardin is an amateur boxer. You know, he's deeply rooted in that boxing scene in D.C. He's got his own studio out there. So they're doing their thing, man. A lot of your favorite fighters are sponsored by these headsets. So go ahead, check out KenichiBeard.com. Get yourself a set of Hibernation 5s. Use the code TBV, 15% off. I'm going out to John Murder, in D.C., right? No, that's Michigan. What up?
Yeah, Detroit, man. Detroit stand up. What's the deal, Ness? What's the deal, Danny?
Chilling.
What up? What up?
Man, I just got a couple questions this morning. So, with the Boo Boo situation, why do y'all think Boo Boo is the quote unquote boogeyman? For real, like why he ain't really got a fight? Is it really the politics, or is it something else?
Of course,
I
want to
know
not
y'all
the
opinion.
Politics. Of course it's not the problem. He could have had a fight 10 years ago. What would have happened if he would have really had the Jermell Charlo fight? Win or lose, right then and there, his life would have changed. It would have been a completely different timeline from what we got right now. Nothing that took place in the last 10 years would have happened had he fucking fought Jermell. He didn't do that.
Mm.
Look at where Jermell is right now. Is Jermell not undisputed? Did he not unify? Is he not considered pound for pound? So it's self-explanatory. He had a contract. Whether his dad want to say yes, no. Man, I've been doing this shit 12 years. I ain't nobody's manager, and I fucking know. And people laughed at me until I got people to say it on fucking camera. Some fighters don't sign a contract till they're in a goddamn locker room the night of. The night
damn.
Of, and when I said it, they laughed at me.
That's very
fuck
true.
Out of here,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Talk that contract shit. Well, we ain't had a contract. Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. You tell somebody your word, that's your bond.
Crazy, man. That's crazy because he ain't got
now
a fight.
You tell me, though.
Like he got,
you tell me.
He got
You tell me what you think would have happened. Give me two timelines. He beat Charlo. He He lost to Charlo all them years ago. Instead of doing the fuckery and going with Rock Nation.
Yeah,
What Andre's career would have been like? Tell me.
That's like that's a bad business move. Like him and Crawford, I feel like out the last couple of years, they really hurt their career by making bad business moves.
Not financially,
but far as I mean, Crawford financially for sure. Crawford could have been way more well off if he didn't sign that.
I don't know,
deal.
Bruh. As my man Ron
Bob
Boy
ain't paying like that.
On the
Bob
line.
Bob already said he ain't paying like that, though. Bob,
I hear you. I hear you, but you can't find me another welterweight that gets a higher guarantee than Crawford.
Yeah, you're right.
Even
about
if
the
you
guarantee.
Don't, even if you don't want to believe the $10 million, even if you don't want to believe
the
$10 million,
the back end sound thick though. The back end sound.
Yeah, the
like
back end. The back end don't sound appealing to me because the back end always got a lie attached to it. Well, how much he made? Well, you know we don't know. He just got another check. How much is that check? How much did he get per pay-per-view? Was it a dollar? Was it two? Was it three? Was it five? How many does he get? So how much is the back? We don't know. So what we do know is that Crawford got a shitload of money. I'm pretty sure you could just add it up. He got like 20 million. What they said, 21 million out of Bob?
Damn, that much. 21.
Yep.
Come on, man. Back end is a promise that we don't know what that is. So, yeah. It sound good to protect your favorite fighter and say, man, we get them back end checks. How much is they though? Yeah, do PBC fighters?
Plus, it's the back end plus the up front, like Earl.
And that's
Earl
cool.
Gets, he both though. He takes
okay,
both
but,
ends
and those upfront monies that Earl get, all the websites that I don't trust. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite. I've already said I don't fuck with no sports port and whoever the fuck the other one is, but. All the websites that do got Earl's guarantees is a mil, 2 mil, some low shit up front. So, big deal.
He ain't getting a mil, 2 mil. It's Earl, though.
Google it.
He like number four.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Anything you find online is not the real number, yo.
And I keep trying to tell him that.
I be trying to look it up, but it's like you got to go to 5 and 6 different sources because
and that's what I'm saying. Look, and
about.
Whatever
we need a real
find,
boxing source, though. Like
but
y'all need
thing,
to create.
But you'll never get it.
A real boxing source.
But you'll never get
to.
It. You'll never get it, though. You'll never get it because everybody trying to save a buck, man. Everybody. What you think? You think I'm the first dude that's gonna tell you that everybody don't claim everything on their fucking taxes, bro? Come on, man.
Oh, for sure.
I said. And what about these
that's
dudes
how,
with child support?
That's how
support?
You avoid them three
what about
people.
These dudes? What about these dudes with child support? I've been working with you 10 fucking years. You going to tell me you're about to cut me a $100 million check? Man, you better cut me a $10 million check and write that other shit somewhere else. You understand?
Yeah.
Don't report everything I'm getting to the public. Like, I don't even understand how y'all believe half the shit y'all believe. Like...
You
live in the real world,
like number
too.
Number 4 on the pay-per-view, though. That's why I'm saying that, though. It's like we know
number 4
the
on the pay-per-view,
gonna be,
what
gonna
you mean?
Be Canelo.
Huh? Yeah, number 4 on the pay-per-view in this era.
Like,
his biggest numbers
sales,
is with Mikey.
Saying, right now, you got Canelo, you got Tank, you got probably Deontay Wilder or Fury, some up in there, and then you probably got him at like four or five.
He's a pay-per-view draw, man. Once he got on pay-per-view, he ain't been off. Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying?
That's why I think his back end got to be thick. It got to be big. He's selling out Texas every time he fights. He owns Texas.
Bro, last time he fought, he did about 40% capacity.
It was only 40%?
It was only 40,000. Stadium hold 100 last time I checked.
Yeah, Brandon
Man. He still did his thing. Don't get it fucked up. He still did his thing. I'm just saying.
Ja,
like,
let me get to some other callers.
You know?
I got Brandon
for sure,
again.
For sure.
Always on some opposite shit. He going to say Abner Mars confirmed on this show that Al Haymon back-end checks are real. Yeah. Did he give you a number, though, on this show? Did he tell you how much that back-end number is, how much that check is? And that's what I'm saying.
Numbers,
we won't know.
I won't ever know. Brandon, Brandon. You a funny guy.
He is.
And I'm texting your ass right now. You funny, bro.
Yo.
You act like you just, like, ignorant.
Yo, and answer Stainless call. What's wrong with Brandon? Antisocial and shit.
But, no, I had to text him twice. His mom, like, yo, no response. 20 minutes later, yo, my guy.
It's low.
Buenos dias.
Decatur, Georgia. Antisocial
TV,
Brandon.
What happened, man?
What up, champ?
Man, everything kosher, man, on this Thursday, ready for Friday to get to Saturday to watch some tank. Hey, funny thing, man, my homeboy hit me up yesterday, like, hey, what we watching the fight? I'm like, shit, I guess at the house, man. Then my cousin called me this morning, like, tank fight still on? Hell yeah. He like, shit, I be through. Set it up, my guy. Shout out to everybody who throw parties or whatnot. As far as Andrade, huh? Hey, man, yeah, it been for Canelo on his behalf, actually. I think they all should do that shit, freeze Canelo out in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Just fight each other. You know, like everybody been saying, shit. But I want to throw some new shit out there, man, because, you know, these whole same old conversations starting to get at me. But I want to talk, yeah, I know you said Ennis, you're going to talk about Ennis later. That's cool, because I want to talk Ennis and Ellis, man. That seems like it's going to be a great-ass matchup. Ellis look like he ain't scared of shit. He talking like he want it. So that's what's happening. And, man, shout out to everybody. Border Wars. February 25th. Shout out to everybody, man. I'm out there counting. Y'all stay up. Keep the grind going.
Let's go. If you haven't already done so, don't forget to subscribe. We just got to 161,700. Oh, he available right now?
He's up. But the time slot later is not available. So even though he is later, that time slot is not. So you
who's on the show tomorrow, tonight?
Who's lacing?
Benavidez.
Yeah. But not me.
What time is he on?
12:30.
So just tell Core 30 minutes later. Bump him to 1.
But he was trying
to. Or tell him come on now.
So he was trying. That's what he was trying to come on this morning.
Tell him it's hella people. It's 620 right now. They want Shakur right now.
I just don't know if he's trying to come on.
He could turn that to 1200. Tell him if he going to come on to bed, don't come on like Rick Glazier, man.
Nah, Shakur in shape. Rick fat as fuck.
Sushi, what up?
What's up, guys? How are you, fellas?
I'm feeling good.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother.
It is. Thank you. It is fuck Canelo, but if Canelo and Andrade fight, it's like the fight of the Euro beaters. So you can really sell it, you know? And then I don't think Andrade is a boogeyman, because if he's in a 50-50 fight, until, like, from every weight class from, like, 147 to 175, I don't really see a fight where he's 1,000% going to win, where I'm, like, dropping my money on Andre for, I don't know, like, a fight. Like, if he fights either of the Charlos, I probably take both of the Charlos. If he fights Earl, I got Earl. If he fights Bud, if he fought
Wait. You got Earl over Andre.
1,000%. I'm putting my money on Earl. I want to see Earl fight Canelo.
No, I just want to be, you know, so they hear you. And you also said you got Crawford over Andre.
Crawford. Boots.
Boots as well. So Let me ask you, would you pick Crawford over Triple G?
Yes.
Okay.
I would take, I don't know, what's the name? All right, so if he were to fight Caleb Plant, for example, who lost to Canelo, and I guess gave him his best fight in I don't know how many years. I'm still have a hedge on Caleb Plant if I'm betting. Like,
Caleb is the favorite, though, over Andre.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. But, I mean, Caleb gave Canelo his best fight in probably, like, 1 year. Like, I think Kovalev's fight was tougher.
With Canelo.
For sure.
Mm. I think people forget that it was like that because he got the knockout.
Probably.
I'm
not gonna lie to you. I thought he could have been losing up to that point, or it could have been even up to that point. But all right, I appreciate the reach and the call.
Thank you, guys. I'll call you back again.
For sure, champ. Appreciate you calling in, Sushi. I got Brandon in Cincinnati. What up? Remember, if you're on Discord, raise your hand. If you are on Twitter Spaces, request to speak. But also, my Twitter people, go ahead and retweet, man. Let's get this space out there so we get new callers. Brandon, Cincinnati, what up?
Yo, Ness, Danny, what's going on? What's going on to the whole TVB community, TVB familiar? Blessings to everybody. Andre, shout out to Andre, man. Andre consistently goes to where the smoke is at. I hear you saying YZ signed to the zone. The zone had all the smoke at the time he signed to the zone, so I can't knock him for signing to the zone. Now that he realized the guys over there didn't want no smoke, he's saying, okay, fuck Canelo, fuck chasing the quote-unquote golden ticket, which really ain't even that golden anymore. I mean, Canelo ain't. I think that star is starting to fade a bit. He's probably got two good prime Canelo fights left, so he's saying, I'm going to go over here and see what Jamal and these dudes talking about. Only issue with that, I don't know if Jamal is ready to say fuck Canelo. Jamal, we're going to wait for a Canelo fight till 2025 and shit, probably, man. So even though Boo Boo's saying it, I don't know if the other guys feel like that. They're going to probably continue to play it. Well, Jamal will probably continue to play it safe and hope of a Canelo fight. So he should probably focus on Plant, Benavidez, David Morrell, them dudes. But shout out to him, man. He ain't ducking no smoke. He is a boogeyman, I believe. He's got a few issues, though. For one, most of his fights aren't that exciting. He's a awkward southpaw, and he can't sell tickets. So you got to throw all that in the mix, aside from him, you know, being a boogeyman. There's a whole bunch of shit to why Boo Boo ain't where Boo Boo wants to be. Not just one thing. But salute to him, man. And he was smart. One fight deal, leaving himself out. Don't get stuck in no multi-fight deal. And you ain't getting them fights against these guys because they can't force these guys in the ring with you. So you back in a multi-fight deal fighting tomato cans for 3-4 years. So that was smart of him. Leave himself out. I will put on a good performance. And then let's do good business. One fight deal at a time until you give me the fight I want. I shouldn't be obligated to sign a multi-fight deal to get a good fight. So I agree with him on that. So, yeah, salute to Boo Boo. Salute to TVV. Shout out Tank. Shout out to Green Bay Packers about to win this NFC North Division. I heard what you said earlier,
no,
Danny. I don't mind, man. You a Bears fan. I'll wipe my ass in my toe crust with y'all jersey.
Yeah,
man.
Y'all ain't shit.
Soon to be division champ. When the last time
and
the Bears
what y'all
got
gonna do in the playoffs?
Yet.
Nah, shit, bro. Y'all be
fucking
grateful for participation trophies and shit, man. That goop ass
shock
shit out of here. Participation trophies, man.
We gonna
trophy,
shock
man.
The world,
man. Y'all ain't
gonna
do
shock
shit,
the world, man.
Right.
Green Bay Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl. I'm calling it.
Who the last one to win
a
Super Bowl? Out of who? Out of
the
y'all
Rams.
Two.
The Bears ain't won a Super Bowl.
All right, come on, Danny. You ain't allowed to talk, man.
Bro, that shit was 12 years ago.
It don't matter,
though.
I'm
not talking about what the Bears did in 85.
I hear you, but that's what I'm saying. You only as good as your last fight. If the last time you won a ring was 20 years ago, like, that shit don't count.
Bro, but so if you won a ring last year, but this year you dick shit. You get what I'm saying? What the fuck
we
talking about?
You still get to talk, because guess what? You run your ring. And it, at least it was last year.
Bro,
your
he
shit is
know,
fucking 20 years
bro,
ago.
Even he know they not finna do shit.
I hear you. I'm just saying, as a casual,
uh-huh.
It's like, oh, wow, 20 years? Man, what the fuck is you talking for then? If you ain't win a fucking ring in 20-something years, like,
I'm not,
why
he
is you
the one
talking?
Bro, right, I'm not the one talking. You gotta realize what's going on. These guys is calling here trying to antagonize, right? When they team fucking suck, too.
But,
you understand? And they know they
but
suck.
But yours suck for longer.
It don't matter.
Of course it matters.
How the fuck that matter?
My man, you've been losing for 20-something years. I'm moving on. It don't matter. I don't even give a fuck about that. That's what I'm just saying. It's logical. One guy's been losing. Yeah.
For a longer
lately,
period of
you
time.
You just said, what have you done for me lately? So, bro, if you're not winning this shit, bro, if you're not going to do this
shit. But they still have a win more recent than you. Don't you get it? You in the losers column forever.
But, bro, you make more sense than them. That's not what they saying. We ain't good enough to win a Super Bowl, not even the conference, but we're going to win a division. Bro, who gives a fuck? You're going to get a participation trophy, then the week after be at home. Like, who cares?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Bougie and Broward says, fight C-Day party for Tank card this weekend at my crib. Fight C-Day party for Tank card this weekend at my crib this weekend. So my TBB family in South Florida, pull up.
Yo, shout out to Brandon. He funny as hell. I didn't want to say nothing. No, he said 1985 to now equals 20 years. Yo, yeah, shout out to Brandon.
That's crazy. It's a long time, man.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. Quick sound check shit.
Oh, cool,
but cool. Yeah, on the topic, I see that Quan on that. I just, you know, woke up late and saw that shit and, you know, doing my shit on the back end now. So, yeah, deuces.
All right. Yeah, shout out to Saquon doing his thing. He's out there in D.C. Danny will be linking up on Friday. We got Angel Perez that says, we haven't seen enough for his big mouth, Andre. Word. Let me see if I got any other super chats we got to get to. And I got General Camino on Twitter Spaces. What up?
Yeah, I hope y'all can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
We're just calling in saying what's up to the TBV family. As far as the topic, I feel where Andre coming from. I mean, fuck the Canelo situation. If you don't want to fight, you got to chase the other dudes. And I think it'll be a way easier situation getting a fight, you know, with Charlo playing or even Benavidez. But I definitely want to speak on something that I think one of your callers was talking about a few callers ago as far as, like, you know, boxers getting money on the back end and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me think, like, this is why young kids don't want to box, especially once they get past that preliminary stage where they get into the sport and they starting to fall in love with it and they starting to, like, you know, consider it as a career. They don't know what boxers make. The scale is all over the place. In every other sport you could look up, you could find out what the 12th person on the bench is making, how much they're making, when they're getting paid, you feel me? So it's just really tough for boxing sometimes. It's really infused with mob culture a lot. It's a wild situation. But, yeah, you know, just calling in, giving my opinion.
Yeah, because...
Appreciate it, brother.
The thing is, though, bro, it's like these guys, right, like you talking about the bench players and what they making and the starters and what they making, right? The thing
mm-hmm.
is, it's like, are you buying, like, cool, you buying a ticket to watch, I'm sure, certain players on the team, but at the end of the bro, that team been there before you, is going to be there after you. They got the fan base, and they got the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, teams usually have that city fan base. So it's like, yeah, the Lakers tickets might have spiked up when LeBron was there, you know, when he got there. But it's like, Lakers tickets is Lakers tickets. You know, they got their fan base regardless. Unlike boxing, it's like, you got to create that every single time. So the demand for some ain't the demand for others.
Very true, very true. But, for example, not having a clear idea what Earl makes in full at this point in his career is crazy. I mean, he's a star. A young kid looks at Earl and wants to be like, yeah, I want to be Earl. But I don't really know what the fuck he's making.
I mean,
where's the – are you enticed to even really want to do that at that point? I mean, it's definitely something to think about. I hear where you're coming from, but, you know.
Yeah, I never looked at it from that side, because I'm the one quick to say mind your business. But you're right. If we want, as a dude that only loves this sport, if I want to inspire more young men to become the next Earl Spence, they do need to know what he makes. That's why Floyd was.
It has to be what.
That's why Floyd
it
was
has
so
to be what Bud
publicized.
Said. Transparency.
Gotta be, yeah, that's why Floyd would post his checks, and that's why everybody want to fucking be Floyd.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't
but
think this thing
doesn't
gotta
have
publicized.
To be just Floyd.
I think you just, like, which is hard, right, because you're talking about
to you, Ness, I'm like, well, shit, motherfucker, you know the business. So you still
don't know what they make. I can't give you a for sure what they make, a roundabout, a guesstimation, but not a for sure.
Not a for sure, but, bro, it's like motherfuckers know how the business go either way it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like you know enough to.
You can't tell that to a 12-year-old kid, man. You can't tell that to a 12-year-old kid who may want to become a boxer one day. Like, yo, the business is out. Like, bro, he going to be like, fuck it. I'm about to go play basketball.
So you think a 12-year-old kid is like, looking up salaries?
Nah, but he could be asking his father. Like, again, I'm in the gym every single day. There's a 10-year-old. He been there since he was 8. You know,
like,
when I asked him who's his favorite fighter,
who he say?
Floyd.
Okay. Did he told you a current? He didn't give you a current?
Current what?
Fighter?
Yeah, he mentioned, who did he mention? I want to say it was Tank, but I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask him.
No, them fucking diamonds on their Instagram pages say money.
Yeah, I hear you, but it don't
like,
say how much.
No, I hear you, but is a 12-year-old looking
not,
up
look,
how much,
okay,
bro?
But what about Crawford then? Crawford's not Earl. He's not Tank. He just started putting on chains literally in the last 24 fucking months. So he's very paid.
Crawford always said his little...
Yeah, but not like Earl and Tank and Brona.
Yeah,
but... I think so how does an 8-year-old understand that Terrence Crawford's the best in the world and he's getting paid to be that? He don't. This man got a point. Let him have his point. He got a fucking point, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good-ass point. It's true.
Bro, because even in other sports, it's like the number that they give us to me is not the number that... It's truly
nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, when you tell me right now what a quarterback is making, I think is real. That's all. It's never. You see, that's the difference between this whack ass sport that we love. It's always been shady. It's never been like that for. And those are corporations. The motherfuckers get audited. These dudes is different. That's what I'm saying. What happened? What's the rumor when UFC wanted to buy Top Rank? They got this ridiculous number. And UFC's like, well, show me the books. And they can't justify how they asking for whatever amount of fucking millions that you want. When year after year, you can't even show that because you don't want to show how much you fucking making. Because none
Thank
of us
you.
Do, man. Motherfuckers going to sit here high and mighty and call in and act like they do, but they don't. Nobody do, man.
Right, and that's what I'm
Fuck,
saying.
You think these
so
strippers out here telling you how many tips they got?
You think, and so that's what I'm saying, you think that these corporations like the NBA and NFL ain't got some money that's not being reported that they, you know what I'm saying?
I think those corporations have way more to lose than a stripper and a bartender and a waitress. You know what I'm saying? And a promoter with an LLC. How many times... I mean, look, whatever. Because
it ain't
know.
Like what the boxers, it ain't like what they doing is, yeah, we got the promotion right here. Boom, so they going to get the majority. Boom, do it that way. Like, bro, motherfuckers is trying to keep their money always they can.
Exactly, and the difference is that these fighters are also businesses. So, like, you know, Man Down Promotions is reporting a certain amount and reporting a certain amount of losses. You understand? So it's different from an athlete. These dudes are athletes, but they're still LLCs in many situations. They still their own business. They sell merch. Bro, I just
Yo,
got...
Yo, maybe you're right, though. Maybe you're right, because some of these fighters think they're worth a lot more, and I'm like...
No, but it's true. Think about it. I just got my email for Earl. I spent $80. Think about it. You think 100 people bought it, which is $800, or you think 8,000 people bought it? 8 million? How many people bought his shirt? He got to report that, bro.
Yeah.
You understand? So he's an LLC. Whether it's Earl Spence LLC, Man Down, whatever,
I
but
don't even know.
You ain't going to make, you ain't going to sell 100,000 shirts at $80 and not report. Like
you're going like way off.
How? I'm just saying.
No, I hear you.
I bought both his shirts. They both $80, bro.
Yeah, no, I never said nothing about shirts or strippers or nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just showing you that money comes in, especially cash money. It's on the person's integrity. You understand? But online money, reported money, 1099 money, like, you got, you got to show for it. My man has a point. The caller has a point. There's no way for my son to go find out what these fighters make truthfully. Ari, what up? Got to unmute.
What's happening, guys? How's it going, man? Good morning to y'all.
Chilling.
About the Demetrius Andre conversation, I think he's saying the right things. I think that he needs to focus on what he could do with whatever fights, you know, PBC is willing to offer him. Because, you know, Canelo's going to do whatever Canelo wants to do whenever Canelo wants to do it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to force Canelo to do anything. You know, no sanctioning bodies. Is going to force Canelo to fight people he don't want to fight, right? So I think it's smart for Andre to say, hey, listen, the past is the past. I'm here now, you know, and trying to get the smoke with Charlo and the Plan Benavides winner. So I shout out to him, man. I think he just needs to, you know, make a statement this weekend and then just come out and try to get, if he's not going to get Charlo, because Charlo, I mean, we don't even know what the hell's going on with Charlo, right? We don't know when he's coming back or if he's coming back. So what he should do is make a statement this weekend. Okay. But like I said, you know, WBC hasn't made a decision on if he's staying at 160, he's moving up, whatever. So I think that Andre should just focus on that. Listen, make a statement this weekend and then try to go after Charlo. Try to get the Plant Benavides winner, right? Because even those two guys, whoever becomes the winner, they're not going to force Canelo to fight him. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, Canelo got his own plans. Canelo may fight Ryder next, then Canelo might try to fight Bivol next. So, that's my call, man. Thank you guys for giving me the time.
Ari, appreciate it, brother. Shout out to the nomination. Hopefully you get it next year or this year, rather. Oh, shit. My bad, champ. Who we got? Rigo, right? I never went to Rigo. What's goody?
Hey, what's up, man? Yo, how is Andrade a boogeyman? Like, don't you gotta at least beat like someone that is good to be a boogeyman?
Yeah, I mean, he got some decent wins. He got some decent wins for sure. Like, didn't he beat Vanez?
Yeah, but that's the point, though. Like, he's got some decent wins. That's all you can say.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, some people feel that he's avoided. That's why he hasn't been able to get bigger wins. You know, it's not my opinion. That's just the opinion of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But I think people say that he's being avoided because of his skills. And I think it's more of his that he's not a draw.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that aren't draws and still get fights.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, who's Tank fighting? Is he a draw?
No, but the skills are up there.
And so are Andre's. What are you gonna tell me that Hector is better than Andre now?
No, I'm not gonna say that. But like, you know, he's got to do something.
Hector don't even have better wins. I don't even know that Hector has better wins than Andre. Like, he beat undefeated Colbert, and then beat like fringe champion that nobody gave two flying fucks about in Gutierrez.
Damn,
you're right, but Andrade, he had his good wins back when he had like no dreadlocks.
Back in 08 when he came out the Olympics.
I mean, Andre against Luis Garcia has better wins. Andre got the Willie Nelson win 20 years ago. He's got the Vanez win maybe 12 years ago. He got the Cool Clay win, the Lantes Fox, which is a common opponent with Morel.
Cool Clay win. That was
you know, he got a couple of regular wins decent, but they not like,
for sure,
they not champions. They not champions. I don't even know, has he ever beat a former world champ?
Yeah, he beat
Oh my God, they never gave him a former world champ.
Yeah, he beat my man's in them.
No, bro, he never fought a former world champ.
Okay.
Oh my God.
But so he was shitting on John Ryder, who just beat Danny.
Oh my God, he never beat a former world champ.
Okay,
what the fuck?
Okay, wasn't a world champ.
A real champ?
Back to the at least.
I don't know. I always thought Coakley just like fought in vacants, man. I only heard of that dude for fighting vacants. He got vacants with Dervianchenko, eliminators and vacants with Dervianchenko, Jacobs,
money.
And Andre.
I thought he was big money when he made Boo Boo go to Germany. I'm like, damn, he making them go to Germany?
Man,
oh, Quigley wasn't no
career.
Quigley wasn't no world champ. Y'all tripping. Damn, bruv. That's insane. That's insane. You know, Wilder got massive hate, bro. And he fought hella with former champions and current champ. Like, this is not hell of, but compared to this, wow.
Has Demetrius even fought an undefeated fighter?
Yeah, of course.
Walter Akinwande.
Of course.
Alantes Fox. Vanez Martirosyan.
Okay, he fought a prime Vanez. Okay.
And Vanez was a tough fight. Christian Chapman, John Williams, Arnulf Javier Romero.
Wait, he never fought Kana?
Nah. That's Charlo's win.
Damn, I thought he at least fought K-9.
Nah.
Damn.
Whoa. Yeah, nah, it's a tough business, man. Listen, let me get to some other callers, Rico. Damn, J Hardcore, what up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling this morning?
Straight.
Good, that's what's up, man. I really hope that Demetrius gets some good fights up underneath his belt, man. Because I do feel, though, that he's been avoided. And sometimes it might have been his fault. But a lot of times, man, people actually looked at him as high risk and low reward, you know. And, you know, that term is always used in the boxing world, you know. But he has been ducked a lot. And me personally, I felt, 3-4 years ago, I feel though he would have beat Canelo if they fought, to be truthfully honest. I just feel, though, that he has better skills than Canelo. That's just how I feel about it. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to change my thoughts on that. Now, I don't know how he looks now. He's a little bit older and everything. But I do hope that he gets that Charlo fight. I'd like to see him and Jamal get it on. Or him and Jamel get it. He said he wants Charlo's with an F. That's what he said yesterday. And it was so crazy when he said F Canelo yesterday. I said, man, that's going to be on every caption tomorrow morning. But I'm on my way down there now to the press conference, man. And I just wanted to touch bases with y'all fellas, man. And you all have a beautiful day.
All right, champ. Go ahead and fight that good fight out there in D.C., man. Get that great content. Looks like we got Ghost Boxing.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? I just wanted to say, you know, people are saying that Andrade should have signed a PBC and stuff, but I'm thinking, why? Like, what has PBC done for Jamal Charlo? At least with DAZN, Andrade was getting paid. And also, he was really active.
Yeah, but it won't matter, Ghost. Your mans don't want to re-sign him. That's why he's over here, remember?
Eddie
has been very public that he cannot help Andre.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm mainly talking about when people are like, oh, he should have signed a PBC like 2 years ago or whenever.
Yeah, I mean, because they figure that's where the fights were for him to get. Because when he was with Eddie, he had the fighters over there, but he couldn't get them. He couldn't get Munguia.
Yeah, but
he couldn't get Canelo. He couldn't get Billy Joe, and he couldn't get Golovkin. They wouldn't even give him Eubank.
Yeah, but at that time...
Actually, Eubank turned down the offer because, you know, Eddie did claim he sent Eubank an offer.
Yeah, but at that time, PBC, the most realistic fight for Andrade, if he joined PBC, was Charlo, because there wasn't really any talks of 168-pounders. And another thing... Like,
yeah, but remember, there was also a time where Charlo, Khorabov, Chris Eubank Jr., all these guys was on PBC. So there was a time for Andre to go over there.
Yeah, but if he joined, like, you know, PBC, like, even Canelo
was there when he fought Plant.
Yeah, but that was a one fight. And that was, like, last year. So
yeah, but
I'm talking about
Would it been one fight? Do we know for sure it would have been one fight if the universe would have gave Andre an opportunity to be on PBC and fight Jamal and do what Canelo was asking for?
Yeah, but because from what Eddie Hearn is saying, that PBC didn't really want that to happen as well. Because Eddie Hearn was saying he's willing to let Andrade go, but they need to pay him. And they weren't really willing to do that because Andrade was with the zone. So I would say that Charlo, like, what has he really done for people to just blame Andrade? Like saying Andrade's resume is fast.
Well, at least Charlo's fought a world champion and some former world champions, and then went on to be a contender that went on to be a unified champion. So I just, maybe you don't know enough about boxing. I thought we just went through Demetrius's resume and realized he never fought a current or former, and pretty much the biggest name and undefeated fighter is Vanez.
Now, but I meant more in terms of what has Charlo done since he's joined at 160. But he's been fighting like once a year, if that.
At 160, who's done more? Charlo's got a bigger win, even though it's not a legitimate win to every single person in the world. Khorabov is a bigger name than anything Andre has done.
Yeah, but because I'm from the UK, that Liam Williams is an underrated win. And also, at least Andrade has been active.
He beat K-9.
Yeah, but that was the champion I'm talking about, current champion. He beat him for the IBF. But what do you mean Liam Williams is an underrated win? Are you saying he's not a bigger win than Vanez?
Not in terms of 160.
It don't matter what division you – first of all, Liam started at 54 and lost to Smith. You're not talking to a rookie.
No, but that fight was at 160.
But what I'm telling you is how are you ranking Liam as a better win for any fucking body when he had already lost to Smith, and then you're trying to say, yeah, but at 160, no, he's naturally 54, so how is all of a sudden him at 160 a good win? He started at 54, but he lost to Smith, moved up to 60, lost to Chris Eubank, lost to Andre. Like, all he beat at 60, again, you ain't talking to no rookie, all he beat at 60 was fucking Alantes Fox.
Who did
Williams beat? What's your main point? That's your main point, that he was a good win. So who the fuck he beat?
Tell you true. Now, my main point is, when Andrade stayed in the zone, at least he was active. I'm not really talking about the wins and stuff. I'm mainly saying at least he was active.
Bro, what does it matter? What does it matter that you active versus dudes that no one cares?
It's a job.
But that's a job.
He has to get paid.
Okay, but don't nobody care. So you getting paid.
Yeah, but he's trying. Charlo's been fighting once a year. Like, it's like he's been doing anything great.
So what is your argument? I'm lost here. Are you saying, like, what are you arguing, bruv?
Bruv, my main point is that people are saying, oh, you should have joined PBC, as if PBC would have done a great job
but
for him.
But we don't know.
We just made an argument that one dude's career is better than the others. What the fuck are you talking about?
And now he started.
Yeah, but
he on pay-per-view.
I got to hang up on
yo,
this.
Yo, I'm
going to
be honest with you.
No, but you're not really letting me talk. You're not really letting me talk.
You are talking and you're saying the same shit. You telling us that we shouldn't be telling Andre he should have signed a PBC because PBC ain't did nothing with Charlo. But you are a liar or you don't understand the sport. Charlo was on a doubleheader with his brother. Charlo had a fucking pay-per-view. Charlo fought fucking Khorabov, K-9, and Julian Williams. Who the fuck has Andre fought? What the fuck have they done for him? What fucking fight? What main event? What fucking anything special can you say? You're just wasting our fucking time here, bruv.
Bruv, you're literally just talking. You're not really letting me talk.
You talk, bruv. We gonna shut up, man. We gonna shut up. Go ahead, you talk. Make your case.
Yeah, so
make your case for the third time.
My point is, you're talking about 154 wins. If Andrade joined PBC, he would have been fighting 154s. He would have been fighting at 160. And my point is, if he joined PBC at 160, it's not like Charlo did anything great at 160. So what would they have done for Andrade? At least of the zone,
who
Andrade was being active.
Who has
the
bigger win at 60? Charlo.
I would say Liam Williams and Derevchenko are probably the same level.
I gotta go. I can't fucking fuck with you, bro. You're tripping. First of all, I wasn't even going to use Derevchenko. I keep using Korobov. I'm pretty sure he was fucking undefeated. Williams is 54, lost to Smith. How you keep bringing this dude up? Nobody got time to fucking teach you, bro. You're tripping. You need to learn. Alex, what up? Still talking about Liam Williams. Like, that's a great win at 60. Who the fuck cares about Liam Williams, bro? Dude's tripping, man. Alex, unmute.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Man, that last call kind of threw me off, man. Oh, shit. In regards to the topic, you know, I'm not the biggest Andre fan. I mean, it's obvious he does have good skills. You know, you could say the business of boxing, you could blame it on it as a whole, other people, his own. But he just hasn't been fighting the caliber of opponents that he can go ahead and ask, why am I not getting the Canelo shot or whatnot. I do like him. It seems like he's really narrowing down onto Jermall Charlo. You could say Charlo does have the better wins. I mean, Derevchenko, you said Korobov. You know, he did get the win over, well, Bundridge was at 154. But, I mean, yeah, Liam Williams, but I mean, don't make no sense. But, I mean, you want to see those two fight. They both are desperate to fight. 68 is where Andre would like to fight. Charlo hasn't fought in a while. Let's get it, man. Whether it be at a catch weight, 168, it don't matter. We've been waiting for him to fight a Charlo in a minute. First it was Jermell, now it's Jermall. He's working with Showtime. It seems there's a lot less barriers, and there's just not that many opponents for them to fight unless, you know, I wouldn't mind one of them against the loser of Caleb Plant Benavidez, the winner. It don't matter. So 168 seems to be where it's heating up. Canelo is the king of that division, and it's obvious he fights who he wants. So yeah, man, you gotta get a big win. You gotta stick out, or else Canelo's gonna pick whoever he wants, and you're gonna be over here crying, you know, maybe being told you're a horrible fighter. So then you have to just say fuck him. So yeah, man, get the man. We want to see the best versus the best. I guess that's it, man. Yeah, man, Border Wars. I wanted to get my call in yesterday, but it didn't work out, man. But trust me, and I'm working out. I'm focused, man. And, yo, hopefully we can make it work what we talked about a little bit yesterday, man. I got a lot to say. So yeah, man, y'all have a good one.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, champ. Looks like we got Boogie Down Sean in the BX. What up?
Yo, Ness, what up, my brother?
It's the maniac. What up, champ? Been like 10 years.
Yeah, my brother. It's been a while, man. You know, it's just life gets to you, man. It's just a lot going on. But I always, you know, my ear is always in the streets. So, you know, again, like I told you, man, you and your man, the co-host, man, you guys are doing phenomenal things, man. You know, I remember I was there from the beginning, bro, when we was in the basement, you know? It was just the same 4 or 5 callers every week, and then we going crazy, and you would even say, yo, we're going to do, like, overtime. Like, after the block talk was over, we'll make another chat, you know? So just know I'm always boxing voice, you feel me? You always
appreciate
be my family.
It.
You always be my brother. You know, every time we get up was always good times. And, I mean, we had classics debates, me and you.
Word.
You know, people could go to the archives. For those that, you know, didn't hear about the maniac, go to the archives, man. Me and Ness had some wars, you know, because just like family, a lot of the time I ain't agree with them. So I'm going to speak my shit. But regardless, it's love. And it's just the passion for the sport we love, which is boxing. And it's, you know, we just want the best for it. Just like anybody, we want the best to fight the best.
And, man, I hope, you know, 2023 is the year we start to see that a little bit more. I mean, we had some solid fights last year, but, you know, it could be better, right? The biggest fight that could have happened didn't happen. And we know which one was that. Which way you want to – which fingers you want to point, they both get the blame. I'm not no Team Crawford or no Team Spence. I'm Team Boxer. And I want the best. And it didn't happen. And I'm pissed because of that. Because it should have happened. That's another black guy for boxing. How many black guys we going to get, man? Like I told you years ago, man, boxing is like an abusive relationship. No matter how much you get your ass whipped, you fucking come back. And you like, damn, bro, you ain't going to leave him? Nah, I just love the sport.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is.
Yo, funny as hell.
You know what I'm saying? So at least we got, you know, I know Saturday we got Tank Garcia, Dominicano. Let's see.
Word.
You know how he look, man. And this is on that card, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Full main event.
He's fighting Karen.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, right now, Boots is, you know, the most, to me, not big name, meaning, you know, the Spence, the Crawford,
right.
The most dangerous welterweight, right? Dangerous, not the best. You know, people get that confused. He's dangerous.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I know there were talks before about him and Thurman. I know you guys, you know, y'all in tune with a lot of these people's camps and all that. Was that something that was realistic or that was just talk?
I mean, Thurman told me he never got no contract for Boots and he never asked for no 10 mil.
Okay. But is that a fight he's willing to take?
It clear. He did an interview, I think, with Viegas where he was like, he ain't no gatekeeper. That interview, he made it clear he ain't fighting no Virgil or Boots. Like, they looking for him, and he looking for the people in front of him, too.
Okay. But you see, this is the problem with a lot of these boxers, right? He'll say that, right? And then he'll fight a gatekeeper. And then it's like, bro, then for that, you should have just fought Ennis. But I get it. I understand. You know, they understand the – I'm not saying Thurman is scared.
Yeah, but the difference is a gatekeeper holds the keys to the gate to a title shot. Ennis holds the keys to a title shot, but he ain't a gatekeeper. He more dangerous.
Correct.
So you're answering your own question.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is, you know, they don't – he said he's not no gatekeeper, right? So meaning he don't need to go that direction. So meaning he's looking at the Crawfords and Spence, right? Because those are they arguably the top three welterweights right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Crawford, Spence, however you want to put 1A, 1B, it doesn't matter. And then you got Thurman. So if he's not going to fight a Crawford, if he can't get the Crawford-Spence fight, then my man. There you got Virgil Ortiz, you got Ennis. That's just me. Where Thurman is at now in his career, right? He done had a long layoff, right? His last fight was Barrios, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that? That was a minute.
Last year?
At least over a year. So
nah, not over. It was February, no?
Who?
Thurman.
Yeah, it's February.
All right, so we going on a year since he's fought. Right? Does he have anything on the horizon?
Earl announced April, so you know it's supposed to be him because of the WBC eliminator.
Mandy. Okay. All right. So I'm with that. That you know, I'll take that. That you know, satisfy my appetite a little bit. You know, I'll take Thurman Spence. You know, so it's hey, let's see. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. But I heard, so the Plant Benavidez fight, is that official site, everything done, or
nah,
there's still site, some?
Site not done, but nah, that's official.
It's official. So paperwork done,
both sides signed. We just waiting for venue.
They just waiting on a venue and date. But rumor was what? March
18th or the 25th?
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Okay. So there we go. That's one of the big fights I wanted to see. I just hope 2023 is a big year for fights, man. That's the bottom line, man. And I know y'all were talking about Boo Boo. I kind of came on late. Nets, I don't know if you remember, but we were in Connecticut, right? This is how far. We were at the Orlandito de Valle versus Vic Darchinian fight.
Whoa.
And you interviewed Boo Boo that fight. And he's been calling out Canelo since then. Someone give me the date of that date. And that'll tell you how far this dude. I think you interviewed Gene Pascal that night. There was a couple of dudes I remember you was telling me. So as far as Boo Boo go, my look on him, period. Very talented fighter. Been watching him since Friday Night Fights. Again, you guys are deep in the streets. You guys got way more intel. I don't know if it's the promotion, if other fighters don't want to just take that risk with him, because he is a dangerous fighter, regardless of what anybody say. Boo Boo is no easy fight. He is no easy fight. But it just seemed like this guy can't get a big fight. And he's, of course, one of the other things, right, he doesn't bring a lot of appeal, right? So it's not like he's an Adrian Broner that, all right, yo, this guy, I want to see him. Yo, he always, no, he doesn't have that. His stylistically, he's not the most exciting fighter neither, right? So what people does, I don't want to watch him fight. Hey, boring. Me, I don't care. I know the dude is talented. And I know he could compete with anybody within his weight division, whether it be north of his division or south of his division or at his division. Boo Boo could bang with anybody. He has a good chance against any of those fighters in those divisions. The question is, are we going to see him in those fights? And that remains to be seen.
I think
because time is ticking.
I think now we will. You know, he's on that side. You know, Benavidez plant is happening. I think that everything else is going to fall into place. Like,
okay.
You know.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Look,
that, I
plant
mean...
fought Canelo. Plant fought Canelo. I mean, they've all already fought in each other. Benavidez was about to fight Ustatsuki, and that got scrapped because it was too whack. Plant fought Ustatsuki. Both of them fought Durrell. Like, he already fought Canelo. It's time. It's a wrap.
Yes. I agree. That's definitely no cap there. And, you know, again, it is time, man. You know, time is ticking. Boo-Boo been in the game for years, man, and it's only right. So what's the situation going on with the Charlo card in the zoo? Is Harrison going to fill in? Did they say yeah, no?
Nah,
what's that situation?
None of that is official yet. There was some small rumors that Zoo would have took an interim fight, but I don't even think that's happened. I think he scrapped that idea.
So the card is just going to be canceled, period?
No, postponed.
Most likely. Postponed, excuse me, not canceled. Postponed to a future date. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Bet.
All right, man.
Sean,
but,
man,
we
appreciate you calling in, champ. It's been a minute, man.
Nope.
The number that changed.
Yeah, listen. This year, because you out in Vegas, right? That's where you at now?
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm gonna definitely come out this year, man.
Let's
you
do
know?
It.
And we definitely going to link up. All right?
All right,
again, man. I appreciate you. Have a good one. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's. Yeah, what's your co-host name? Because I don't...
Danny.
All right, Danny. Happy New Year's to you too,
Happy
brother.
New Year's,
you and Ness. Yeah, keep doing your thing, man. You guys are doing a great job.
Yes,
have
sir.
A blessed one. All right, enjoy the fight Saturday, guys. One.
But, all right, thank you. Yeah, we got that meeting too. We got to go to see that
shit.
Spot.
Yes, we do.
No, not now though. I think
at
one. I got to text him.
I thought it was after this show.
Okay, maybe you're right. Let me text him. But I got Boxologist. What up?
What up? Yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Today's price.
Last opponent ain't today's opponent. And it ain't for $190,000, man. Bro, I'm excited about this car we got, bro. We got Davis, Garcia, Ennis, Andrade, the Peterson brothers, Ellis on the same card, bro. We got 10 names, like, on the same card, bro. Like, man, that's what we got to get back to, man.
I am excited to see me and Ellis sign on front
for these fights, bro. Yeah, man, hey, man, on some real, bro, they should have put Ellis in there with Ennis, man. That's what they should have.
Oh, you talking about
that, that's
talking
a car. That's a headliner all by itself.
I thought you were talking about Mia.
Rashidi, Speedy, Ellis. Nah, bro. I'm talking about January 7th card.
Yeah. Mia Ellis is on that card too. The Nesta must have.
Oh yeah. His sister. Yeah, his sister.
Nah.
I was teasing when you said Ellis. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited for Mia.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. But what's up, man? What are we talking about, man? What are we talking about today?
Andre saying F. Canelo. He wants Jamal and Caleb Plant Benavidez.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just hope. When
anybody
when
on that 10 card, you can throw
Hey, man, I want some. Yeah, for real, man. For real, though. But, yeah, man, F. Canelo right now, man. We know he ain't trying to get in there with nobody on the PBC side right now. Nobody. You know what I mean? But I want to see if when Charlo, you know, get his fight going or whatever, they put the mics on his mouth, man. Or they going to be asking him, man, hey, what you think about this dude? He said he came over here for you specifically. You know what I'm saying? He went straight up. He said, and Charlo said it, bro. He said he know who to call. Call Al. He know, get his ass over here. He said that on recording. So we gonna see what the TikTok is, man. But if he don't fight him now, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's like a L, bro. You know that street L you take where it's like that dude. He like, all right, come outside, I'm gonna beat your ass. You like, man, I ain't coming outside. That's because we know you know that's an L. You know what I mean? So
word.
That's kind of like in the boxing world, that's that kind of L, man. You know what? That's a W on his side, bro. He straight up didn't want to fight him, bro. He did everything to fight him. He didn't put a ticket up. When you don't put a price tag and don't allow, you know, management to get in between, bro, that's an L, bro. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we're going to see what time it is, bro. But, man, I can't wait for these fights this weekend, though, bro. Like, this is going to be this is what we need, man. This is how you start a year off, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to everybody shining, man. I just wish they would have put I don't know. Hopefully they building that, man, because if Crawford or Spence don't fight Ennis, then, you know, they need to be trying to promote. They need to start promoting these guys, bro. Promote Ennis and promote Ellis. You know what I'm saying? Or Stanionis. Like, it could be some other big fights made. They just got to promote them like they did back in the day.
I mean, they
got to
accept them,
you know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, obviously, you know how they work over there, man. According to Al, he give you three names, you know? So you pick who you want to bang against. But, yeah, they got to do that, too.
That.
We got to call them out when they don't do that, bro.
I ain't heard
you
that.
I heard Keith say that. I heard Keith say it. Keith Thurman said it. You heard
so
Keith Thurman say it, Ness?
Definitely. Not Keith, but I've heard that before. That's nothing new to me.
Yeah, I ain't heard that. Not on that side.
Yeah, but I mean, I think these dudes need to start like, hey, look, man, just keep it a buck, bro. Hey, look, if y'all want me to fight him, this is my price tag, period. This is how much it's going to take for me to get in the ring with him. Just be honest about it. If you worth that much, maybe you'll get that number. You know what I mean? But these guys need to start fighting, man. You know what I mean? I'm ready to see him bang, man. I can't wait for this Plant Benavidez fight. But, you know what I'm saying, this weekend, man, that boy, hey, Garcia, he a tough cookie, bro. He a tough cookie, man. I hope Davis is focused. I got Davis knocking him out, but I hope he's focused, bro. Like, that boy, he can bang, man. I didn't see him beating Chris Colbert, so I was shocked when I saw that. So, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely in there with a live dog. I wish it was Ryan, but, you know, Hector is he a real deal, man. What y'all think on that fight? Who y'all got? You got Davis?
What, for Davis? Yeah. We're going to talk about that. tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, you know, Tank is the favorite.
Oh yeah, okay, man, bro. But yeah, man, I need to see, man. I'm just waiting for the future. Man. I think 23, man. These guys just say, look, it's about the legacy, man. You know what I'm saying? It's about having them names on your resume. So when you are judging yourself or people are debating you against greats of all time, they can be like, yeah, he fought him. And people got to understand, like, you, it's about who you fought and who they fought. Because if you fought a guy that fought nobody, then how good is his name on your resume? But if you fought a guy that fought people, and whether he was a champion or not, that's a good name on your resume. Like, for example, you know, Willie Nelson is a good name on Andrade's resume. Somebody's going to be like, well, who he fought? Well, he fought Tony Harrison. When he knocked out Tony Harrison, he was undefeated. And people are going to be like, well, who Tony Harrison beat? And you're going to be like, oh, he beat Jermell Charlo, the current undisputed champion. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to understand, like, you know boxing, man. You know it's really about these names. So us as fans, man, obviously we're going to get rewarded by seeing these names in the ring together. And then we're going to, you know, the fighters going to get rewarded by having them names on their resume and getting a good purse for them names on their resume. It just makes sense for everybody. So, I mean, the time, you know, tomorrow ain't promised. You know what I'm saying? I bet you Paul Williams probably would have fought again had he not been in that accident. You know what I mean? Earl Spence keep getting, I don't eat like a cat, bro. You know what I mean? So it ain't the time to keep, you know, just, hey, fight who you supposed to fight. We know who they supposed to fight. And if you a real reporter, I mean, that's, hey, look, like, I remember you told Charlo, you know, when you was walking with him before, like, hey, look, man, these are the fight. This is a unification right here. You understand as a fan, hey, look, these are the fights that you supposed to fight. Fight the fights, bro, that the fans want. And it's the fans, it's the real fans, you know what I'm saying? Not the politics shit. You know what I'm saying? That old who worth and all that, bro, is he a name or not? You know what I'm saying? Fight the fights we supposed to see, bro. That way when we can rewind this shit in the history books, we can say we witnessed this live and we was there and this was a major fight back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, we deserve that, bro. We didn't have COVID, all kind of bullshit didn't happen, man. Life ain't promised tomorrow, man. Get in there with who you supposed to get in there with. Establish your legacy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard of a guy not wanting to take a title shot. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I mean?
You never heard that?
We gonna see, man. We gonna see what
you
kind of heart.
You ain't never heard that.
I mean, no, I'm saying I'm being sarcastic.
I'm like, if you
no,
ain't
I'm
never
saying,
heard
I'm being,
that,
I'm
you
being
ain't never heard this fucking show.
You know,
because motherfuckers turned down.
Yeah, Mahoney Magia turned down
day,
a title
dude.
Shot.
Every day, every day.
I agree.
God,
hey,
you talking
hey,
about
Mahoney Magia turned down a title shot?
Who?
To get better fights, right? Who?
What you mean? What you mean to get better fights?
If I turn, if I turn down this fight for, who you talking about? No, I'm saying my gear. Yeah, my gear turned down a fight to get a worser fight. He'll turn down a title shot to get a.
Champ, I'm sorry, champ. We done gave you like 30,000 minutes. We got to get to some other callers. We got a dozen or so people on Blog Talk. You got to press one at least one time. Let us know you're ready to rock and roll. We got Big Boss, Nino. What up?
Yo, you can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. I messed with Mia Ellis, dog. She had a little hiccup against a little Haiti girl. I've been keeping up with her for a little minute. But Mia cold, though. That's a Coach Kenny daughter. She cold. But with the whole Boo-Boo situation, Boo-Boo really messed up. He ain't messed up his career. I mean, I guess you could say that. He would be way bigger than what he is. But Boo-Boo ain't take the Charlo fight years ago. Like, I was in college back then. That was like 2018, 2017. And Boo Boo turned down that fight with Charlo. So, like y'all said, Boo Boo could be in Charlo position right now. And that's the top of the division. And Boo Boo pretty much then got left on the outside where people be talking about Boo Boo like he trash. And Boo Boo really my favorite fighter in the division. He just ain't got the fights for me to, you feel me, bag it up and no arguments and whatnot. But and I think he beat all of them, actually. But like I said, Boo can't be bad at nobody but himself. Like, he the reason why he ain't been getting them big fights, even though ain't nobody worried about the zones and all that. Them dudes over there, he wasn't fighting nobody over there. And like you said, dude was a couple callers ago was talking about he was active, but he wasn't fighting nobody I wanted to see at all. Like, same with Thurman. Like, Thurman then fell out the loop. just being inactive. You know what I'm saying? Like, Thurman went like 3 years without fighting after he fought Danny. You know what I'm saying? That was his fault. Man, he ain't fighting forever after that. So it's like these dudes, they just, they got the name, but they ain't fighting nobody, you feel me? Put them in that conversation where people want to see him for real. Like, I want to see Charlo and Boo Boo, but it's getting to the point now where if Boo Boo don't show me nothing in this fight against DeMond, bro, I'm going to be done with Boo Boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just didn't pass it. I don't think he passed his prime. He just didn't drop the ball. Like, he ain't got the, you feel me, the fire behind him no more. And then that's why I feel like he got all these trolls on here. Dudes be talking about Boo Boo like he garbage or something. He far from it. But like you said, the inactivity is what be killing him more than anything. But even on PBC side, I would like to see him against Benavidez, though. I think he'll get David just off his boxing ability. But that's the fight I really want to see. I'd rather see him and David get to it since Charlo been inactive a little bit, too. But that's pretty much all I got on this card. Yesterday, I ain't get to speak on it, but I might be the only one who think Frank Martin could beat Shakur. If I had to bet on it, I'm betting on Frank. I just don't see. I like Shakur. I'm trying to tell you, bro, if that fight ever happened, bro, I'm going to be the only one who might be Team Frank on that, dog. Frank, I'm trying to tell you, it's something about that camp, dog. I fuck with Frank the long way, bro. Frank is one of them ones. I think Frank could give Tank a tough fight out of anybody, you feel. I think he'll scrape Devin if Frank got in there with Devin and Shakur.
Crazy,
you know?
As hell.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. That's what y'all think, man. I might be the only one. I might be the first one you done heard, bro. But I'm trying to tell you. I'm going with Frank against Shakur.
Bro,
Frank,
man, Earl don't even think that.
I'm trying to tell you. It might not happen, but if it ever do happen, bro, I'm gonna try to tell you. I'm gonna call back. I'm gonna be the only one who on Team Frank on that side.
Nah, I'm just giving you a hard time, champ. You know what? I'm honestly glad to hear that because I think that, you know, it's time for him to start getting his little fan base going, and I wouldn't be mad. Like, think about it. He's 28 years old. I wouldn't be mad if he gets.
That's what I'm saying, and it's about that time. You see, Everybody was talking about Ali, bro. Great Ali, that wasn't the end. People was talking about that was a 50-50 fight, dog. That was a 90.
Stop calling him Ali.
Let's say it together, y'all.
Michelle Rivera.
I wouldn't, and personally, I wouldn't hold that win like everybody, because I was never too high on Rivera in the division. Like, I don't think he is, you feel me, one of them ones who's going to be the last man standing out the division. So I don't hold that win. Like, I ain't coming on here like, oh, he beat Rivera so he could beat Shakur. Like, it ain't nothing like that. I'm just going off the eye test, dog. But like I said, man, I'm going with Team Martin over Shakur. I meant to say that yesterday.
Nino, you already know. Appreciate you calling in, champ. You're going to be nominated for Rookie of the Year. We got our correspondent, New York City, out in D.C. Is it cold, Saquon?
Fellas, what's good? What's doing?
Is it cold out there or what?
Well, it's super warm, man. I've never been in a place in the Northeast where it's just so warm. I don't even need a coat. It's like 65 degrees. Yesterday was like 70 degrees.
You lying.
Stunting.
Yeah, man, and I'm sitting in the gym yesterday when they were doing the media workouts.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was so hot in there, man. It was super hot in there because I think they had the heat on because it's January, but the weather's real abnormal right now.
What's the atmosphere like? Do it feel like a big fight out there or what?
Yeah, man. Yeah, like yesterday was so crazy. Like, let me apologize to the TBB family. I was posting live from the ring and then running over to the scrum, so I couldn't put any thumbnails up. So you're just getting that. So that's completely on me. I don't want the professionalism of the show because I was getting live. I was shooting live for their workouts and then running over to the scrum, which was behind them.
Upload it to the story after next time.
Okay.
That way you don't even need a thumbnail.
All right, so I'll do that for the next fight, man. But, yesterday was a great atmosphere. Like, the boxers were super friendly. You know what's crazy is that there's no real, like, animosity between everybody. Just knows they have a job to do, you know? Like, they just all know that they got to fight each other. They're all good guys. Like you really get the opportunity to get in front of them, and they just know that they just got to fight each other. You know what I mean? There's no real, like, you know, bad blood between them. They just know it's business. So that's a real great experience to be out there. And Danny, when you get here, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
For sure, champ. For sure, man. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, yo, so I'm kind of mad because Fight Hype thinks, everybody thinks that Fight Hype were the people who asked that question.
Yeah.
So I appreciate y'all realizing that it was me who was asking Andre those questions.
I could hear your voice from the rip. I knew that was your voice. And I don't even think that people think, that's how
the nature of the business is.
Like,
they get the media,
they get the video out first. So it was like, you know.
Yeah, they the big company, you know, Fight Hype. You got a big team.
Hold on, I'm with Boozy. I'm in front of Boozy right now. Say hello. Boozy, sorry, Boozy. Boots in his parlor.
We live,
we live.
What's
up,
Pop? What's going on, Boozy?
Y'all got the best hand, man.
Nah, man.
I'm trying to be like y'all.
We trying to be like you, Pop.
We trying to be like your son. Your son, the hottest thing smoking on the block right now.
That's what they say. You know what I mean?
Wait, hold on, if y'all see this man in person, for him to be this age, man, he's imposing.
He's
imposing. Like, he's Diesel. He's like, he walks in a room and just people just move out the way, man. Like he has an energy that just like, do not fuck with nobody last name Ennis.
Sure,
I'm gonna get the phone back to him.
I was gonna tell him make sure he interview you about Mack Truck. I know you're training Mack Truck now, man. That's one of my favorite heavyweights.
He here now, Ness. He here now.
How's he looking? How's he looking with you? And what you think?
He getting better, man. I'm working on defense with him. You know what I mean? Get them hands up because they had him doing that shoulder roll and all that stuff. Come here, Mack.
Oh, Truck. What up, baby?
Come on, Mack, go ahead.
How you doing, man?
All right. There you go.
You lied. Hey, good bro.
Hello.
What up? It's Ness from
the
Boys, champ.
Oh, what's up, Ness?
Oh, man, I'm just happy, man. You know, I got the call from Everett, and I heard you training with Boozy, man. I think that's a great look, and I'm happy for you, man. I hope everything works out. How you been?
I've been good, man. Yeah, I appreciate Boozy, bringing me in. Just learning from him, man. Feel good to be down here just watching Boots train and just kind of make you want to train harder, motivation.
Yeah, man, I hear he's serious in that gym, man. What are some of the differences you're seeing from the way you used to train back in Atlanta and how Boots is training out there in the dungeon?
Using my speed, man. I'm fast for heavyweight, but Boozy must use the speed. So that's kind of what we've been working on, using speed, you know, taking some of that power off of using that speed.
Okay. Well, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for this chapter in your career, man. Be sure to keep us posted when you got another fight date.
Yeah, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. All
right.
Hold on. Both of you got something to say about the Blair situation. Hold on.
Man, Blair is a joke, man. But listen, my man Marty called me up, and that was Blair's manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his manager and also was his trainer. Can't tell you the story, man.
You talking about Shula?
Shula, yeah. Can't tell you the story because, listen, when Boots boxed him, Boots was 16. He was 21. Matter of fact, I think he was a pro. 15. He was a pro at the time.
Boots was actually 15 from what I hear.
Yeah, 15 to 16. I'm trying to remember, yeah. And he was 21. Listen, Boots already boxed Atif, Overton, and he boxed Julian that day, right? And nobody would box Blair because Blair used to jump around and box and move around. And anybody want to box him. I said, no, I'll put Boots in there with him. I'll put Boots in there, man. Boots made him jump out the ring, man. He going to talk about he wasn't in training for, he didn't train in three years. That was a lie, man. That was a lie. If you call Marty up, I'll give you Marty's number. Marty will tell you. Marty Shula.
Nah, he actually called me, man. He told me the story not too long ago.
Well, listen, he was telling me that when he told me, he was tired of hearing Blair lying about that, lying about the story. And you know what I mean? Why are you going to lie? But you trying to build yourself up over Boots. You know what I mean? I said, Boots said, man, just like Boots told me that time when they was talking. He said, man, you look, that outfit you got on, you look good in that coffin with it. That's what Boots told him. He ain't tell you all that stuff with Boots told him.
You know,
you know what I mean?
You know he a free agent in a couple of days.
Yeah. He is?
Yeah. He already technically a free agent, but he's counting down that last 30 days. So the contract is up, but you know the Golden Boy got 30 days to present him another offer. So
okay.
He you know, and that 30 days is almost up from what I hear. So yeah, he ready to rock and roll.
Right. He
talking about potential Black Prom and Brona.
Yeah, all right. He keep on running. He talk good though. He talk good. Yeah,
Pop,
he talk real good.
Why you laugh? You don't think that's possible for him? You don't think he'll give Twin some trouble?
Who some trouble?
You don't think he'll give Brona some trouble?
Brona? No, I was just laughing when you said that about Prime. I was laughing. No, he can box and move. He move good enough, so you know, I mean, it might be a problem. Mm. You know what I mean? No, I'm not saying he can fight a little bit though. He, you know,
look,
what you call him, push it over there.
But y'all on pay per view this weekend, how Boots feeling? Obviously, very close to home, so I'm sure you guys are expecting a great turnout from the beautiful Philly, beautiful people of Philadelphia to come on down to D.C.
No, they're here now. Yeah, a lot of them here now. Yeah, a lot of them here now. Yeah, they're gonna be in here. It's gonna be a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Coach, I want to ask specifically because we got another show scheduled for 3:00 Eastern to talk specifically about your son and his quote. He said, "Fish squeal when you take them out of water."
Yeah, I heard somebody just told me that today. I didn't even know he said that.
Yeah,
so, I didn't see that.
So he really coming for the big fish, huh?
No, but listen, now you know that we wanted everybody, man, but we got to fight where they put in front of us. The boy's number four. We had to take the number four guy. Now he can make it over there.
Posey, can't let you go with this because I got these dudes in Philly. They mad at me. They like, yo, you keeping Thurman away. Bozy said Thurman want $10 million. I said, man, Keith told me he never asked nobody for 10. Not no Bud, not no Ennis. Did you see anything?
Who said that?
Keith Thurman
who
told
said
me.
That?
Keith Thurman told me he never asked for 10,000 for no Bud or for no Ennis. But I'm asking you, did you
$10 million.
Did you
see that's what the promoter said. And almost who else said? Matter of fact, Steven Espinosa said the same thing too.
To you personally, or you saying you heard that on an interview?
Yeah, I got you.
So you said Steven told you that, or you seen it on an interview?
No, we heard that. No, that's what we heard.
Okay, so as far as you know, you're not sure if it's true.
I think it is true though. I think because some of the people that I talked to about it, you know what I mean? They were saying the same thing. He said, "You want to give me $10 million else?" Okay. I gotta get me going in for the press conference.
No worries. Thank you again.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
that is
the father and
trainer of Jerome Boots Ennis, Mr. Bozy Ennis.
I just wanted to try and clear that up, man, because there's a lot of rumors that Thurman asked for all his money. Meanwhile, he says he didn't. But Saquon, you out there? Make sure you find Espinosa either on air, camera, off air. We need the answer. Did Thurman ask for 10, man? Because Thurman told me he ain't asked for no 10. My boy ain't
answer.
No fucking liar. And I want to know who out here lying on his name, man.
Mm.
10 million? You even heard him tell Bob, I don't need 10. He told him that. I mean, I don't get it. We debunked that the last time when Bob tried to use that roadblock. What up, Jamal?
Yo, what's up? How y'all feeling? Hello? Yeah. Man, shout out TBV, man, the Boxing Voice. Say, man, this is going to be a crazy card coming up. You know what I'm saying? They got all the heavy hitters on there. I think really, to be honest, that Rashidi and Jerron Ennis, man,
like somebody said earlier, that's going to be the fight, you know, for 2023 at least, I feel like. In the beginning, after this, you know, a couple months go by, I feel like that fight need to go ahead and start catching wind. That'll be a good fight, man. They both young, you know, got speed, got all similar traits and stuff like that. As far as y'all said something about Frank and Shakur fighting, man, age-wise, yes, he needs to be getting those big fights, man, because, you know, he's not getting no younger. So he needs those big fights, but experience in the boxing ring-wise, I don't think he's mature enough for a Shakur fight yet. Shakur's been doing this shit for so long, man, so it's like, and I think Frank started late. And he started like,
yes,
what,
yes.
20 boxing?
Maybe late teens, yeah, he started late.
Yeah, I don't think he's mature enough for that Shakur fight yet, but age-wise, he definitely needs to get in there. So that's going to come down to him and his trainer. But, yeah, man, and I want to shout out a lightweight. You know, everybody on the Boots bandwagon now. You know, I see all the – everybody love Boots or whatever. But it's a young lightweight coming up, Abdullah Mason. If you ain't heard of him, he's gonna be the Boots of the lightweight division. I'm calling it right now. That boy is cold as hell. So y'all go check out Abdullah Mason if you ain't heard of him. That boy gonna be up next at lightweight.
We definitely following him, man. We doing live fights as we've even had him on the show, Mason and his brother who's not signed the Top Rank. But I got. Okay. Say what up. You not done? What you got for us? Shit. My bad. Say, come back. I did that by mistake. Fuck. Brown boy fresh.
Yo. What's good, Slum? What's good with y'all, man?
Chilling.
Danny, man. Look, you going to be out in the area, right? After the after party, you know, you can come through the mansion. We go see Backyard that Saturday because I'm going to come up. I keep telling y'all, put your money on DeMond and Hector. I'm going to put that right there on you. But real quick, Mo, why y'all keep talking about the Mel Charlo fight? I don't think it's the Mel Charlo fight that put Boo Boo behind the eight ball. It was Billy Joe Saunders popping hot. Do you know how the game would be completely different if Billy Joe Saunders got scalped by Boo Boo?
I mean, it would have had to happen, though. But I hear you.
Yeah, I know.
I hear you, and honestly, I'm not mad at that. Nesta and I was there for the press conference when they announced that fight. We was in the lobby.
Yeah, but that fight don't matter because that came after the Charlo fight. So that was after he fucked up. You understand? So that all that is a second opportunity that obviously universe didn't even allow.
That was the second. Yeah, but I think that opportunity is bigger than a Mel Charlo.
Because
of course not.
When it is.
Of course not.
No. Back then,
it don't matter when. It don't matter when. Right now, in retrospect. Billy Joe is retired, and he's never beat a fighter better than what Jermell's done on his resume. Like, Billy Joe's biggest win is Chris Eubank Jr. off top.
Right. I dig what you're saying, but I hear what you're saying now.
What I'm saying is the Charlo win would have been greater. Today, yesterday, last year, don't matter when, it's a greater win. Billy Joe could – if the Billy Joe fight happens and Andre beats him, we still talking about the same shit.
He's saying that now he would have been in position to fight a Canelo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's saying that would have been the wrench, you feel me? That would have been, damn, now I got to fight Canelo.
Damn, Andre would have got Canelo 10 years ago if you fought Charlo. Look it up. One of them had a belt. Brother, one of them had a belt. If not both, one of them had a belt while Canelo was in and around that division. Come on, Mariah.
But I think he would have had a better chance if Billy Joe Saunders. I think all I'm saying is I think the biggest hit to Andrade, because at the end of the day, we got to really break it down. Andrade chose the money, and that's fine, because when you break the money down, he got just as much money as everybody else. He's not broke by no stretch of the imagination, you dig? So he got the money. But I think the biggest hit to him was not male, I think, is the Billy Joe Saunders fight. That's all I'm getting at. You know,
how, though? How, Sway? Billy Joe ain't even as popular as Jamel, man. Don't nobody even know Billy Joe.
Dude, first of all, he's known for being fruity.
He known for being fruity. Doing hella gay jokes on Twitter, showing his cock on Twitter, not fighting people.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, Billy Joe Saunders.
Yeah, what do you talk about?
Billy Joe Saunders is only known for being fruity. He only known for being fruity.
Yeah, but that has
no
nothing to do with
win.
It. That's not.
He ain't no big win, bro.
He would have been.
He wouldn't have been.
I hear you, Ma. I think that's a huge.
All right, so explain it. Your biggest win is Chris Eubank.
He would have got that. He would have got that.
Your biggest win is Chris Eubank, and then you lose to Andre, who Canelo was saying is a horrible fighter, and you ain't done nothing. You ain't making sense.
That's beforehand, Mo. If he would have had Billy Joe Saunders, wouldn't even be relevant if once Boo Boo would have scalped him. That's what I'm saying. And he wouldn't have been in Dallas Stadium if Boo Boo would have scalped him earlier. That's my point. We wouldn't you would take Billy Joe Saunders out of the whole fucking equation
Now you're saying Billy Joe would have been a better win simply because Billy got a fucking Canelo fight?
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is I think the biggest hit to Andrade's career wasn't him skipping out on the Mel Charlo. I think Billy Joe Saunders popping hot was the biggest hit of his career. That's all I was saying.
And I just respectfully disagree. I don't think that
We can agree.
A fight that was almost 12 years later means anything when if he would have beat Charlo, he would have been on PBC. You beat one brother, the other brother's mad. The rematch
is so much more.
You talking about 12 years ago on PBC. That in 2012, 13, 14, PBC was the shit when this dude decided not to fucking fight. What you're saying is not true. It's just
No. Was that PBC or was that Golden Boy when they had that contract? Because PBC came in, 2015, right?
Nah, man.
So we talking about, was that a Golden Boy? Was that a Golden Boy contract or was that a PBC contract?
Golden Boy, as long as Al Haymon is involved, and I believe at the time Shelly Finkel had something to do with Jamel Charlo at the time.
Shelly Finkel definitely had something to do with it.
Yeah, but he's still in cahoots with Al.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you beat Jamel Charlo, you got a rematch plus the brothers fight. Then now look at the relationship with Earl. Like, come on, man, you can't say Billy Joe.
I see what you're saying.
I'm going to pick a small number. You the only dude in 90 days that brought up Billy Joe. And you call in. You've been calling
in. But, I mean, you know, I look at boxing a little different. But I see your point. I'm not negating your point. I just personally think the biggest hit was actually the biggest. He could have rebounded off that fight. That would have been a huge come up for him. That's all I was getting at. I think that's what the dagger was. I think the Mel Charlo was just a smaller dot. I think the harpoon shot.
They saying Lemieux's a bigger win than Eubank Jr. So that's
It is. He beat the shit out of Lemieux. He made Lemieux look easy work. Yeah, it's Lemieux. It's Lemieux. It's definitely David Lemieux. Billy Joe beat the shit out of David Lemieux. He put a boxing lesson on David Lemieux. We'll agree to disagree on that. I mean, I see your side, but I just think the harpoon shot was Billy Joe Saunders popping hot. I really do, because that'd change the whole Canelo situation too. That'll change a lot of different shit. You dig what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. But, and like you said, if he would have got the Mel Charlo fight, that could have changed a lot of shit because he could have still been over at PBC. But it's a lot of ifs, you know, but I just think that Billy Joe Saunders fucked. And it was in TD Garden because I was actually going to go to that fight.
I doubt it would have been a lot of issues, man. He beat Jamel. He would have been in the family.
Yeah, but he would have been in the family, but it's a lot of motherfuckers over there in the family, and they still ain't fight yet. So that don't mean that the fight is going to happen, you dig?
I don't really know who didn't fight yet, bro. Who on PBC didn't fight yet?
No, not at 54. 54 is one of the best divisions.
But even 47, like who? Al puts his fighters in with each other. What are you talking about? He don't put his fighters with other companies.
Yeah, I got you. Eventually, just like
it wasn't a long time before Danny moved up and had to fight the real welterweight in Thurman. It wasn't before Porter and them fought. What are you talking about?
Mm. I was at the fight. That shit was banging. And then shit slowed down. And then now we got a lot of overmurdering. I don't even, man, why you make me bring up the wealthy position? Man, I ain't even want to talk about that shit.
Word, we got to get some more callers.
Word.
Bro.
All right, Ron Boy, you the man. We got Majid. What up? Yo. No Majid. Who we got? Majid going once, twice. So, who next, champ? No Majid. Let's see here. What is that? Bo? No, that's I think this is
Bo.
Maybe. Not.
Yo.
Am I clear?
What up? Yes.
Patabo, Riddick, Bo Zianis, Bo Mack, and Bo Jackson. This is Bo from Bama. I just wanted to thank Optimus Prime for the gifted membership. I see he gave like 5 people memberships, and I was one of the ones. You feel me? Always
correct.
Been one of them ones, and I appreciate that, Optimus Prime. That's really all I wanted to say. I ain't got nothing on the show for real. The show good.
Yo.
I'm just sitting back enjoying it.
You doing a fight chat with Ness Saturday night? Big pay-per-view, you and Ness GTO?
I get off at 6 o'clock. If he open the door for me, I'll come in. I get off at 6 o'clock.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. You in there like
what somewhere. What time they starting?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
You in there like somewhere, Bo Mason.
Yo, we might do it at Hardin. They opened up their studio. I'm going to try and talk to them today.
Fired.
I'm trying to talk to him today.
You know, I ain't
going to
be here, Bo. I ain't going to be here, so I need you to take the shine.
Handle it. Right. I might have to get take me a little edible or something if I'm at Hardin, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Let one of the models feed me an edible, you know? Get me teed up for the show.
The ism.
Oh, wow. Y'all trying to cut up without me.
Nah, we ain't cutting up. We just taking what's given. You feel me? Shout out Hardin. Shout out Foodie Fit. Shout out Kenichi Bear. I ain't never even opened my Kenichi Bear until like 2 weeks ago, and that shit fire, bro. Best headphones
fire.
In the land, man. Get you some for real.
Yo, you saying Gilly
the kid? I didn't know they vibrated and all that.
Yeah, Gilly got him. He wasn't gonna be the only one doing big shit. So when he heard that, he went and copied my headphones.
Word.
Copy.
Gilly the kid, I ain't the only one doing big things around here.
Right.
But yeah, shout out to Roger Mayweather. Shout out Don King, man. I'm out. Thank you, all right. Optimus.
Bo, you the man. Shout out to Optimus Prime, gifted memberships. We got Info Joe California, plus a lot of callers on Blog Talk. Remember to press 1 so that we know you want to rock and roll.
Yo, 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 you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know it ain't no show without Info Joe. Let's get to it. What up, Danny?
What up, champ?
Man, excuse me. First things first, man, shout out to the boxing gods. We got a great card this weekend, man. I'm hyped. This is a great way to start off the year. Shout out to Boogie Down, Sean, OG alumni caller, the one that got me to call in when I first started listening to the Boxing Voice. If you're listening, champ, man, I hope all is great. Well, we ain't seen him since the Andre Ward. Kovalov fight, right, Ness?
Probably.
Appreciation
been
night. It's been a long time, man. Yeah. Far as Andrade, man, I'm hoping that he gets a highlight reel, seals the show. Andrade, man, he's the only dude from that class of Sean Porter, Thurman, Gary Russell, Daniel Jacobs, and I think a few others. That ain't never got that big shot, man. Never got a chance to fight a big name, a headline with a big name. So I'm hoping that him coming to Showtime, that he steals the show, man. He has to get a good highlight reel, man. It's been too long far coming. He has to make a big splash. Shout out to Bozy Ennis, man. Did you check out Fight Town with Stephen Jackson?
Yes, that was amazing.
Man, that shit was amazing. One of the best all-access that I ever seen. Him going
I don't mean to correct you, but I want to just give him his credit. That ain't even All Access. That's his thing he doing. It's called like Fight Town or some shit. That's his thing he's doing.
That shit is dope.
Yeah, that
they
shit
need to
fire.
Get him to do all of them, man. For him
that
to go to Danny Garcia's gym, hit the mitts with Boots, go and chill out with Cool Boy Steph. You know what I'm saying? You really got a chance to see Philly, man, the inner city of Philly, man. I ain't never been.
I just
want to
say that Ringwalk was doing that a couple months ago.
But you ain't documented.
What you mean I ain't documented?
If you ain't recorded and put it out, you
ain't
doing
it. Document that
shit,
Danny.
You
could
have vlogged it. You could have vlogged it. You ain't got a cry.
If the guys you paying ain't doing their job, fuck you want me to do?
What you mean? Nobody can fucking vlog for you.
How the fuck I'm supposed to upload?
How the hell is the guys gonna upload you hanging out in Philly? You gotta record that, Will.
Right. And when I sat there, I don't know if it's out. I don't go back and check to see what
So you did a vlog? You did a vlog?
Of course. I actually have a whole. I did a whole reel. A whole reel.
Up and down style.
You went to all of these gyms, Danny?
No,
I did more than.
He ain't documented, so you ain't do it. You got to
document the right place.
Nah, I ain't never been to Philly, champ.
Yeah, you have, Danny.
Nah, I ain't never been, bro. I would never go to no whack ass city that make you go to different stores.
Oh, you're trying to get shot. You're trying to get shot.
Bro, they make you go to different stores to buy liquor and to buy your girl wine coolers. I never go to no whack ass city like that.
Damn near New York.
Everybody got a OnlyFans now. What the
store.
Fuck?
Everybody got a YouTube chat.
Like YouTube is free. Like you really putting everything on OnlyFans? Like what the fuck? Like Shakur got an OnlyFans. Just say grind mode. I gotta pay to see you work out.
I mean, shit. They could, OnlyFans cut that check.
I hear you, but you know, usually they put that shit free on YouTube. Media workouts and all that. But what up, man? Info, man. You done?
Now, that's all I got, champs, man. Everybody have a blessed, no stress day, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing the fights. I'm glad you're doing the live fight chat. Ness, I got a bone to pick with you. I think you should have did a Fight of the Year review show, man. It ain't too late.
It's
knockout
too late,
of the
bro.
Year.
I ain't going to lie.
I
we
know,
only
man.
Got 6 months. Like, it was only like 6 good months of boxing in 2022. Let's leave the negative in the past. Let's move on. Great things this year. First week of the year. Tank pay-per-view. Ness the man. We're going to fucking kill it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Shakur's
hey,
supposed
thing.
To be
Real
on
fast.
The show today.
Ness.
Third time's Ness. A charm. What up?
Border Wars shit real fast. You going by the Dominican Nightmare and what state you representing? Jersey, Florida, or Vegas? I'm getting my cards together.
I gotta think about it.
No,
man.
It's easy. It's easy.
It's always where you're from and where you reside.
Yeah, it's always So fighting out of Las Vegas, Nevada, by all way
right,
of all
right.
Newark,
you're Dominican
New Jersey.
Nightmare, though. That's your moniker, right? You going by that?
Yeah.
Okay, got you, champ. Peace.
All right, we got Majid one more time.
Yo, and I'm gonna be the Mexican Dream.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Everybody like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members, and Patreon for everything. Fuck for something for everything. They about to go out and do some work. Hey, Danny, man, I'm going to be at that fight, so I know you're going to be busy, but I'm going to try to reach out.
Yeah, look, reach out now. This is what you do, right? Oh, that's why Philly like that, because they old. But look, this is what you do. Just hit me now. Hit me now. And yeah, you got to hit me now, bro, because once I'm there, it's like,
yeah,
bro,
it's
like
over,
I've been hitting my hoes that's out there, like, for a couple days now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, bro, I just remembered. I forgot I had another one last night. Boom, hit her. So,
hey, you on air, man. You can't talk that much about that chill. I got you.
No, I can't.
Oh, shit.
But all right, though.
Yeah. And as far as Demetrius Andre saying fuck Canelo, I don't mean it in a negative way, but I like that he said that because I'm tired of niggas chasing the one person, you know what I'm saying? And if you can't get that, you're always supposed to have a plan B, C, and D, you know what I'm saying, so you can't think no more, you know what I'm saying? So I like that energy. I'm just interested in Jamal Charlo. I know that Jamal shit went bad, but it's a whole different human, different brother. So if he don't got shit and he ain't defending that belt, that mandatory, then come on, bro, let's see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that shit. Let's get to get him. Or let me see. I want to see him at least fight the loser, Caleb Plant and motherfucking Benavidez. You know what I'm saying? I take those because asking for the winner when they got shots at hopeful dreams of that belt, like, nigga, don't even waste your time, bro, because they looking ahead of them. As far as that Frank Martin, I'm going to call that the Seesaw fighter right now because everybody on the bandwagon. And that's the Rivera fight. And now niggas think that he had beat Shakur. So I'm like, before y'all even think that fight would be made or whatever, just think about the promotion companies and would they really do that shit. You know, if y'all going to start screaming, oh, this is and tell them to work together because we already know that that conversation is boo-boo. So they need to stop that shit. And I had one more thing, but I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say. So if anything, I counterpunch. And shout out to everybody. Hop off that Frank Martin bandwagon, bro. Shakur whoop his ass, and y'all know that shit. But that's all I got, man.
Yo, hey, if anybody going to be at the fight, you know what I'm saying, the pay-per-view don't start till 9 p.m. East Coast. So, you know, if y'all trying to get together before, you know, it's a couple games on Saturday, let me know. We can make some shit.
All right, y'all.
All right, we got C-Dub, counterpunch.
Yo.
C-Dub.
Yo.
I'm glad
to be back. It's me again. You know, I'm glad Danny had said the time, man. I'm going to get to it. Like, how you and Danny made this big thing about Andrade not having a champion? Or a former champion, but beating an undefeated BJS real champion wouldn't have changed that. Wouldn't have changed your perception.
So you paid to talk about a what if that didn't happen.
So Ronnie Boy Fresh, don't listen to his betting advice, but there was 100%. Even if it didn't make him a household name, which it may have, I don't know. But. We wouldn't be able to say that dumb shit saying he ain't fought no champions or no former champions on his resume because he a boogeyman and people ducking him. You know, that's just, come on, man.
Yo,
you got to know when.
So former champions ducking you too?
Yeah, I mean, champions, former champions, they know it. They ain't going to get nowhere fighting Andrade. They ain't going to get nothing but another L.
Crazy.
That's it. But, you know, but the hardcore, I heard something.
So he knocking out DeMond Nicholson or what?
I think he stopped the month.
Okay.
I think he stopped the month.
Okay.
Or it should be a 12.
What you mean it should be? Should be a watch, man, or
a knockout.
Would Canelo stop the
month? he fight to a competition. But, yeah, man, he probably just trying to take the Triple G approach, you know, make people think they got a chance. Make people, you know, when Triple G get hit. He was like, I'm just doing this to make Canelo think he got a chance. So believe
it
now.
He said fuck Canelo, so whatever he do ain't for Canelo.
Well, he making everybody else think he got a chance. Charlo, hey, you got a chance too. You know what I'm saying? But the hardcore is calling in. We see them calling in. I don't know why they – it seems like they don't know the pay-per-view, God Al Hammond, PBC running shit. This is the first time maybe you got to be seated and already boogied up, like liquored up, smoked up, whatever you need to do. At 8:35.
Why?
Because at 9 o'clock, Andrade coming out. I seen some report that said he may walk out at 8:40. You may want to be seated. This is the first boxing pay per view that I know. You got to be seated at the first fight.
So
why?
First
in case you fall asleep, like I'm
so
lost.
You saying that they might take him off pay per view?
Nah,
I mean,
man.
You
I don't
just
know.
Said that
somebody
you read a report that he gonna walk before pay-per-view starts. So you saying they taking
him off?
I saw that
shit. I can screenshot it to you. No lie, somebody sent it to me. I was like, damn,
so
like,
gonna
man, I gotta check this
they
out.
They gonna see how it goes first before they decide whether or not they gonna show us.
They gonna put him on
really,
the screen.
All we know is you gotta be seated, liquored up, smoked up at 9 o'clock, man.
Yo,
he's not going one on fight
on
his pay-per-view.
Is he going, one.
Is he going on his live stream?
Man, who going to have that shit for me when I land?
Don't.
I'm there for 24 hours. I need at least half an ounce of that fire when I land.
Word.
Yeah, man.
Big
yeah, man. That's what's up, man. Shout out TBV.
I need a half an O.
That light, buddy. Big fight.
Half an O on the go.
First.
Why are you yelling?
Yeah, man. And then we're going to get the Plant Benavidez. I mean, Andre going to get the Plant Benavidez loser, maybe. Because I don't think the winner going to go, going to see him. But he may get the loser. He may get the loser, man. We're going. That's what we hoping for, man. If Tarlo continue ducking. And one more thing before I go. If Tarlo ducks, and y'all ain't crucifying BJS, y'all not crucifying Triple G, y'all not crucifying Canelo, y'all not crucifying Munguia. Don't crucify Tarlo. Just keep acting like water ain't wet.
We gotta go. The people that talk big, they gotta get talked about, man. So like, you can't say Charlo needs to be treated like Munguia. Munguia don't talk about nobody. He don't call out nobody. He don't even talk big. My man don't even talk English. Fuck. My man just shut up and fight whoever they put in front of him. So it's different. Can't call a dude a duck that ain't talking slick. But all right, man. Hey, what up?
Yo.
What up?
Man, we got to start talking about Andre because he does something. That guy was my man at 154, and I'm still waiting for a good fight from that dude. That's one. I'm serious, bro. Come on, man. I mean, he's been the guy for a long time that, you know, everybody's scared. And I think he was that guy at 154. People were ducking him, but now, come on, man. We're talking 7-8 years later. That's one. I was going to also mention, you know, when Canelo fought Showtime, man, that's when it really felt like a real fucking, you know, it felt like a really pay-per-view fight, man. So I'm excited about I fucking envy Danny. I wish I was out there. I just can't. I can't make it out. I'm never gonna fly to the East Coast unless I can afford Mint Blue. I can't fucking be on that flight for 3 hours like that.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I don't understand you and Ness, bro.
What?
Like, you and Ness are old men who go to sleep early. Who, you know, enjoy.
I don't go to sleep early, bro.
Well, Ness, Ness go to sleep early, but look, bro, you enjoy a nice cocktail or a fat blunt. So Ness enjoys it. Like, bro, let me tell you, light that shit up, get on that nice high, have your little drink.
Not for no 5 hour flight.
Take you a melatonin and you out.
No, it's not that. It's not the way over there. I could deal with going over there. It's dealing. Coming back, bro, because I party, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I could drink 2 bottles of tequila to the head at night. So I don't.
We know.
You know, I ain't the normal type of dude.
Danny knows.
My age. Yeah, but with that being said, check this out. My little brother got a plug out there. My little bit, he be flying out there. We got weed all day out there too. So we fuck with food in Philly. So
fire.
Whatchamacallit. Dude, that shit, I'm excited about this fight. I haven't been excited about a fight like this for a minute. I like seeing this dude tank, man. I wish I was out there. That shit's too far. But, yeah, man, we got to stop talking about Andre. That shit's getting old. We're going to see now. There should be no excuses. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. Yeah, but he's been saying he can fight anybody, but he ain't fighting nobody. Just like, you know, what's the name? Rashidi Ellis. Man, everybody talks about his manager. Isn't his manager his trainer?
Rashidi Ellis? Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody talks about he's hard to deal with, bro. Right?
I mean, he on PBC. We'll see now.
Yeah, exactly. But they say that's why the fights don't happen. He's hard to deal with. He outpriced himself now. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, I would like to see that dude, too, because I've been following that dude for a minute, bro. And he ended. I don't know. He left the zone. How long did he go?
He just left them. They had him on a shelf for like 2 years, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what, bro? I never played that race car. I don't give a fuck what it is, what color it is. But man, what happened to that kid over there from you know this kid. What's his name from? I think he's from Philly.
Smiling,
nah, bro. The other kid, a young kid. He was with. I met his fucking his manager or his fuck. I met him at the Triple G. He was with you at the Triple G Canelo One when you had that little show out there with Sean Porter. Remember? And you were giving out tickets. That kid, Alan.
Yeah.
He was a golden boy, a brother. Yeah, he's a black kid from.
No! I definitely don't know. Nope. I thought I knew until you said he's
smiling, non-smiling something. His.
Yeah, I don't know. What
his McKechnie man.
I can't
his
remember.
Fucking manager was there. Yeah, bro, you had him there. He was a sounding golden boy, and he fucking he never got a. He was shelved for like 2 years, also, bro. Like, what the fuck? So I don't know. I don't know. To me, it seems like at the same time, motherfuckers, they don't want to fight or whatever it is. But I think Golden Boy, they be bullshitting with a lot of fighters too. So it is what it is.
Where hopefully they could get rid of that stigma with Floyd Schofield. Maybe if they do a better job, people stop saying that they don't, you know, do good jobs with black fighters.
So check it out. His homeboy's manager was Mario Andretti's PR guy. What's his name?
Mario Andretti?
On, bro. Yeah, bro, the fucking driver.
I don't know, bro.
Damn, I can't believe you don't remember. You introduced me to him and shit.
It's funny you brought up Mario Andretti because I'm pretty sure him and General Motors just teamed up to start their own F1 team.
Mm.
It's gonna be
really?
Yeah, it's going to be called, like, Andretti Cadillac.
Mm.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, Cadillac's going we're off subject, but Cadillac's really minimal, like they're going real small. They're closing a lot of Cadillac dealerships now. I do work for them, but anyway, yeah, bro. Anyway, I just want to call. I want to fucking happy travels, bro. That shit's gonna be hella fun, and I'll hook up with my brother tonight, and I'll let him. I'll see if I got a play for you out there.
All right, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it,
bro.
Abe. You the man.
All right, bro.
Looks like we got little Tommy. What up? Little Tommy, you're going to have to get Thurman on him, man. Bozy talking about Espinoza. He said he think Espinoza say he heard he won 10.
What's up, bro? You hear me?
Yeah.
A couple callers back, I got to agree with that one dude. At the time of Andrade supposed to fight Charlo to the time he was supposed to fight Billy Joe, it would have been a bigger win beating Billy Joe at that time, how many ever years later, than beating Charlo in 2014. Because Charlo didn't win his belt until like 2016, I want to say something like that. And they were scheduled to fight in 2014. So I can say that beating Billy Joe would have been a better thing to do at that time. And I believe Bozy saying that Steven Espinosa told him that Keith wanted $10 million. I believe him because the way of, hey, motherfucker, stop asking me for Thurman. He wants $10 million, all right? Stop asking me. We're going to find you somebody else and just leave it at that. Not saying that Keith said he wants 10 because he already came out 100 times and said he ain't never said about no fighter. But, I mean, you know, people got to find a reason to keep hating on my dog or talk down or whatever.
Right.
If you mad because he mad, but that's all it is. So, you feel me? Bozy ain't no promoter, so he ain't gonna come out, go live and call him a liar. He just, you know, he's a trainer, a father trainer, probably a manager at the same time. So, you know, but shout out to him. He's doing his thing with his son. But yeah, I think, and yeah, fuck Canelo. And I said because a caller called in a couple of days ago and said if a fighter, one of those 68-pounders, fight the rest of them and win, I believe he will be considered a great fighter for that weight class, even not beating Canelo. He won't be considered the best in the weight class.
Okay.
But, nigga, if you beat Caleb, if Benavidez beats Caleb, he already beat Darrell, then he beat Andrade, and then he beats Pharrell. Then they are everybody already calling him, you know what I'm saying, the Mexican monster. So that's definitely going to boost him up even more. Or if Caleb beats David, beats Andre, beats Maria, and even he going to be, because your only loss is Canelo, you're going to be a great fighter. I'm, you know what I'm saying? But as long as Canelo in the division with those belts, you won't be the best in the division, but you will be a great fighter. So they can – I ain't going to say they can, you know, what a couple callers said, like, you know, push Canelo out or keep him out of the mix, which they can keep him out the mix, but until you beat Canelo, you're not going to be considered the best in the division, but you will be a top fucking fighter in the world if you beat everybody else. I would say that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta respect that. So, but yeah, that's my call. Can't wait for this weekend. And yeah, man, y'all keep the show going good.
All right, champ. A lot of people excited for the weekend, man. I hope the numbers is good, man. You guys need to stop stealing. Liam, what up? What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Straight.
Yeah, I want to talk a little about Andre, right? And it's not one thing that ruined his career. It was a whole bunch of shit, right? Mm-hmm. It started when he dropped out of the fight with Charlo. I believe it was 3 weeks or a month out before the fight, he dropped out. And he basically said Jay-Z told him not to take the three-fight Showtime deal because he would match the deal or at least pay him more and would face, like, lesser opponents. And it's all in the legal documents and all that shit when he sued Roc Nation. He lost the case, by the way. After that, he petitioned the WBO to fight Matt Carbaugh for Peter Quillen's, the vacant belt that Peter Quillen vacated. And last second, he dropped out. Even though he the one that petitioned for it, he dropped out and said he decided to stay at 154. And Matt Carver went on to fight Saunders or whatever. Not only that, fast forward, he's in negotiations with Dchenko to fight on the Lemieux Billy Joe card undercard. He drops out the negotiation the first time. The second negotiation, he drops out the last second. I mean, he's a difficult dude to work with. He drops out of fights and negotiations. I mean, it's not a mystery why people don't fuck with him like that.
He did drop out of the Zach Parker fight.
Right, and he refused to fight Janderbeck. And he's on record saying that he'll never fight Danny Jacobs because they're good friends. So he just limited himself. He hops out of deals, drops out of fights, negotiations. He did it to himself. Yeah, man. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, champ.
All right, champ. Calling
right,
in.
He sure voiced his opinion.
And that's what you posed to do. But it looks like we got there by, what we got? Whoa, LV Slugger, what up? Discord.
TBV.
What's happening?
What's up? What up, man? What up? Andrade, man, he back. But, yo, man, this is a nice weekend of boxing, man. Shout out to Tank, you know, definitely doing this part. You know, bringing him out in the city, man. In D.C., PG. You know what I'm saying? The original Chocolate City. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this card, man. Andrade doing this part, you know, talking like he usually do, you know. Hopefully, and y'all was talking Billy Joe, you know, that would have, you know, got him out there. I think this right here, you know, with Tank being the star he is, you know, doing the number.
Call you dead service. Yeah, but when he say, yo, he going to get the popularity over this with Tank doing the numbers. Tank sell like 200,000 pay-per-views. Tank goes viral because of his knockouts. His viral knockout doesn't help the card. It helps himself. He promotes himself because of his knockouts. Those things, you know, they take off on social media on their own. I don't know how Tank going to help Andre when, you know, roughly it's like 200,000 and under.
And then on top of that, he ain't the co-man. You know what I'm saying? He's like the first fight up. So, you know, we got to see what those numbers
are. And now they're talking about he might not even be on the pay-per-view, which is crazy.
Yeah, according to that one caller.
C-Dub, is you back or you in the Phantom Zone for good? We got Big Gucci. Nick, what up?
Shout out Ringmore Danny. Shout out Ness. Y'all putting in the work like always. Y'all know
shout
what to
out.
Do, man. A like, smash that subscribe, man. Best podcast on the planet. Yo, Ness, I'm super hyped about this weekend, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, listen, you got Tank fighting not the biggest name in the division, but, like, I mean, you got Tank in general fighting, and you pretty much got, like, almost three other main event fighters, you know, on the card, too, man.
In separate
so
bouts.
What's that?
In separate bouts.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning that they're not fighting each other. They're, you know, their main event fighters all fighting separately.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that pay-per-view, we got all the...
It's got name value is what you're saying. You like the name value.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, the name value, the amount of big names on this card is worth the pay-per-view. You know what I mean? The competition at that point don't really matter when the card is this stacked with big names. You know what I mean? It's just nice to see them dudes fighting. See them good skill sets on displays. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I'm definitely going. I support Tank, man. I support Tank 100% of the way, no matter who he fight. I'm buying that pay per view, man. Same with Earl, man. I buy all his pay per view, man. Supporting these guys. But yeah, man, Fire Weekend coming up, man. I hear Danny, you know, getting some gas together. I'm gonna be having some real fuel on deck, man, for that fight. Shit's gonna be fire. I'm gonna have some people over, man. Big fight night vibes coming here, man. I'm loving it. It's
right.
A great start to 2022 for sure.
It's the only way to start
yeah,
the year, champ. Bar.
Yeah, man. Started with a Tank knockout, man. It's going to be fire. But, yo, that's my call, man. Y'all keep up the great work, man.
Big Gucci. Frank the Tank.
The Tank.
Yo, what's good with y'all? Good afternoon.
What up, brother?
I just had a quick question. I don't mean to get a little off topic, but I'm trying to get like a better vision of what the schedule might look like this year. If y'all have any knowledge on that, so I know Virgil's gonna fight. Well, they're saying March 18th. So what does that leave for Benavidez and Plant? And then if y'all heard anything about
March
Earl.
18th,
yeah,
March
25th, different network.
It'll make
same
no
day.
Difference. Yeah, it'll make no difference. Shit, same day.
Okay, have y'all heard? Y'all heard anything about Earl and when the Ryan and Tank fight might be?
April
that,
for Earl. April for Earl, Ryan and Tank. April as well.
April or May.
Well,
okay.
Well, no.
I already appreciate that.
You mean April or May for who, Danny?
I mean, it was always April or May for Tank and Ryan, and it was April, May, June up until
yeah, but then,
Earl said
yeah,
April.
Yeah, Earl announced
him.
April.
For him. But it was, I thought it was always April, May for Tank and Ryan.
No, they definitely – May was off – that's what I keep telling you. May was off the table for DAZN. They said no, they don't – you know, they had some sort of promise
so,
to Canelo.
Yeah, I never saw that. You know, I only saw that day. But all right, champ.
I already said I appreciate that. Spark that shit, man.
Word. All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Looks like we got one more. LV, did we not get to you? Is this a counterpunch?
Jose Ramirez, he's going on the 25th either way. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you PBC, you going up against the zone one weekend, the top rank the next.
What's
talk
up?
To us.
Yeah.
You still cutting out, bro. You still cutting out. Yeah, you got no service, my friend. No servicio. Let me get to these super chats. So we stopped at Joseph. Then we got Jamal, who says, Jamal Davis, app called Boxing Showtime. That shows all upcoming fights and places. That will show the fight. Okay.
What's it called?
App called Boxing Showtime.
Boxing Showtime?
Yep. $5 super chat for that. Shout out to Jamal. Angel Perez, $2 super chat says, we haven't seen enough of for his big mouth Andre. I hear you. NHA Tube. Bears only made the playoffs twice since 1985. Crying out loud emoji.
Twice since 85.
Jonathan Lambarena. Jonathan Lambarena says, everybody needs to stop being fanagers, laugh out loud emojis, two corn emojis, basketball emoji? I don't know. We got members chat for 22 months. Shout out to Brandon in Houston, champ level, 2 months shy of 2 years. He says, all the slander Andre receives should fall at the feet of Eddie Hearn. And I get it. That's because they believe that Eddie should have done something for him as the promoter. But you heard Bob. You got to promote yourself. JB Cinema, member for 17 months at the champ level. Saludos, familia. Here's a hypothetical. What if Bivol challenged Nello at 68 and won undisputed? Would the winner of Benavidez's plan be mandatory to Bivol? Yes. Doesn't mean he'll defend. Boston Jared, $5 Super Chat, says, Selecki has a better win than Korobov and Dervianchenko. Mm. Who did Selecki beat that's so great of a win? Rosado?
Nah. John Ryder? Maybe?
Really? That would be ironic. Boston Jared. No, we said that. Rich Mendez, just listening, $10 Super Chat. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate the love not only from you, but everybody. Undefeated journeyman. Yo! Earl don't believe that. Laughing out loud, laughing out loud. This motherfucker right here. What the hell is that? Is that? I don't know what that Super Chat was. Shout out for the $5. T Sizzle. $2 just showing love, TBV, in my coffee cup. Shout out, C-Dub with the counterpunch. We went to that. Nino Brown says, $1.99. If Shakur does join today, ask about Frank for me. Oh, yeah. But I don't think Danny got him.
Nah, he ain't text me back.
Yang K. Oh, shit. Yang K. Is this guy from the UK? Yang K. He says, hey, you, with a pair emoji. Shout out to you. On a super sticker, we appreciate the super stickers, the super chats, the super love. We back at 12, 3 p.m. Eastern. Check out the YouTube channel as me and Danny been going to separate gyms and bringing you a lot of content, man. You know, he was in there with Cash Flow, who has a lot of choice words for Hector Garcia.
Word, talked about some sparring. Gave some, you know.
I got a great interview with Coach Bullitt, the trainer of Rolando Romero, who gave me some breaking news. I'm waiting for Canada to drop. You know what I mean? He confirmed some great things and you know, said no to some other things and even yes to some things.
Mm.
Yeah, not another dollar super chat from Yang K. What up? Yo, we out, man.
Ringwald Gaming.
Oh, shit, we got callers. AMG Chumaku. What up, AMG?
Hey, what's up, y'all hear me?
Yeah. Damn, you sound good before. It sound like you on a good mic.
He on the sitter.
Nah, he sound like he's on a good mic, but he's on
the sitter.
In the echo.
Look, where you at? Where you at, champ?
No, not an echo. Right, I'm in my computer. I'm not sure.
Not an echo. It just sounds like an empty room. But you sound good.
Yeah.
You definitely got a mic, right?
Yeah, I got a mic.
Yeah, I can hear it. What's up, brother?
I haven't really been able to keep up with the call. I mean, with the show today. But did anybody mention hearing something from Jamal yet?
I mean, I've seen him on Twitter, Instagram post that he was in the gym, shadow boxing with the power hands.
Because we already have Plant Benavidez, so we need to hear from Jamal. That's who we need to hear from.
I mean, also, I'm glad you reminded me. Also, news broke yesterday or this morning
that the WBC is allowing him
to get a fucking voluntary. That's some bullshit. Bullshit. Trying to keep the Dominican brethren away.
If he gets a quick one, like a quick, I guess, tune-up and then go straight to, I'm assuming, Andre. I mean, I guess I'm cool with that as long as we get these fights going, but... Yeah,
he should be fighting Adames.
Fight a long time, right?
He should be fighting Adames. How he going to do Adames the way that Canelo did him?
I hear you, but he's been inactive. He ain't taking that fight. That's a tough fight. He's not going to take it.
I'm going to take the Andre fight.
And he coming off.
No. He's going to get a tune-up first.
And he coming off.
And then
like,
at that point, probably, I'm assuming,
yeah, he coming off like injury or some shit.
But yeah, that's what we need to hear from, see what his plans are, so we can get these fights done.
All right.
But yeah, good show.
All right, you the man, champ. You
well.
The man. again. LV trying you for the third time.
PBV.
Nah, man. Where you at, man? Where you at, man? What country you in?
Man, that shit crazy. So y'all can't hear me now.
Now we do. Now we do.
No, I was just saying, y'all was talking about Billy Joe. I'm saying this the platform right here for Andrade to try to steal the show and get people talking about him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get an explosive knockout on the Tank undercard, you know what I'm saying? He can get his name out there.
Yeah, then
you know
150,000, 225,000 going to see it. Maybe, because they usually tune into the main event.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, bro, you sound bad, man. Yeah, man, like, what is up with y'all? Like, you can't be, like, fighting the wind gods while you're fighting, while you're trying to call in. But, JP, what up, man? I see you. You met up with Bourne. Ain't invite me over to the barbecue. You and Bo. I see how it is. Danny, we ain't getting no invite. See that shit?
To who?
What's his face, bro?
Oh,
JP out here making ribs and shit.
Yeah, I don't think he would have invited me nowhere.
Ooh, I got OG Kush.
Yeah, I don't think.
Shout
he
out to Harding. Oh, they got the child safety on this fish.
Sounding like a fart. What up, Tim? Talk to us. They said it was Jamaican things and shit. Y'all
what?
Having Jamaican things barbecues?
Nah, that's fucked up.
Damn. Which I had to jerk.
He don't know how to make jerk.
The
take a special person to make some jerk. But
damn,
on that note, my name is Nez GTO, and if you ever in Vegas, I'm trying to tell you the best spot to go if you're trying to get the fire. You see, I smoke nothing but the best, day in, day out. I give you the illest strain names in the world. Why? Because they got 130 strains. So out of them 130, best believe all your legacy strains are there. What is the legacy strain, Ness? Legacy strain is Pineapple Express. GGG4, originally known as Gorilla Glue. Girl Scout Cookies, which is now going by Cookies. You understand? Them originals, them White Widows. What else is like fire? You know, OG Kush. This is what everything is cut with. And by I mean cut, whenever you see something say hybrid, they usually using an OG Kush to give you that heavy indica, that with some sort of sativa or something to keep you uplifted-y. The way I get through this show every day with all the energy. You see, I'm never down. Because why? Because Hardeen got multiple strains for me to choose from. So I ain't got to get just indicas that make you all heavy. That being said, I've already gone to Hardeen. Make sure when you get there, you let them know.
The Boxing Boys sent y'all.
That's right.
Sent y'all there, you know.
They got a brand new, beautiful studio that we're going to be doing some shows out of there. We actually got something scheduled tomorrow at hopefully 2 o'clock. We can make it right after the win. You know, we're busy out here doing our thing. But I do appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate Optimus Prime gifting a lot of you bums memberships. And appreciate every super chat, every caller. Without the callers, there ain't no show, man. We need the engagement. So everybody in the chat, everybody that calls in, we appreciate you, man. And like we said, you know, I've been getting interviews with Cody Crowley, welterweight. I got some interviews with my other welterweight, Blair the Flair. You know, Danny got some interviews with Cortez.
He said my other welterweight.
Yeah, everybody knows I fuck with Blair. That's my guy.
No,
I've been banging that flare flag.
Whoa.
I said I've been banging that flare flag for a minute.
Okay.
You understand? That's why you think, listen to me. Let me tell you how deep it is, y'all. And it, when I get mad and I say they want me in their gym, let me tell you, Bozy, the story he came on and told you, he just gave him that, like Blair got him so tight, he gave the other dude, Shula, my number. That dude called me like 72 hours ago, told me the whole story. Like, yo, I was Blair's trainer till he was 15-0. This is exactly what happened. Ennis was 15. I told Blair.
How you know that?
That he's telling the truth?
No, how do you know that this guy is
who he says he is?
Is telling the truth about
Blair?
About Bozy giving him your number for that reason.
Because he just confirmed it.
How he know?
When I said Shula, he said, yeah, yeah, he going to call you. I said, no, he already did.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the thing. Blair trying to take credit. I ain't going to say take credit because Blair makes it seem, when he talks to me about it, he makes it seem like, yo, Ennis did his thing. He did his thing. I was out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
But Bozy's like, no, that's a lie. He not out of shape. He wasn't out the ring 3 years. And in fact, Ennis was only 15.
Mm. He was a child.
He was a child. And which makes him 140. Remember, they just brought him up the, you know, the welter. But yeah, we out, man. Canna, cut that promo.
Ring Bro Danny Ness, GTO. We are the boxing voice. Fuck with us. We back. 12 p.m. noon. Adios.